Hello everyone, welcome back to Die Party Omen, a weekly Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition game right here on this channel. It's amazing. We have the technology and we choose to use it. Inappropriately in most cases, but you know, we use it all the same. So yeah, this is the crew, the regulars, I like to call them. Up first we have Mr. Black, aka Grant Schild, aka Sheepdog. What up, sir? How you doing?
Hey, I'm Sheepdog.
Riveting. You know what they say about Mr. Black? Never give him a chance to talk because he will never shut up. Up next we have Mr. Pink, aka Floof Knight, aka Durimbor. How you doing, sir?
Hello. They call me Mr. Pink in the right situations. I'm Floof Knight. I'm going to be playing Durimbor. Video game wise, just been screwing around in GTA 5. Going to be playing Ark soon. Ish.
Nice. On the new server, right?
On a server.
Hell yeah. Up next we have Mr. Green, aka Gags, aka Sputnik, aka Brad Disler. What up, sir? How you doing?
Man, that's a lot of AKAs. I feel special.
AKA Skinny Penis.
Ah. But it's long.
Yeah, it's like a noodle.
It's like a noodle. Strong.
I'm ready to get his fiction on. It's like a
I can use it like a lasso, so it works for me.
Lasso of truth. Come here, I am mildly uncomfortable.
Come here, girl. So what's up, man?
Not much. Still addicted to Gwent.
Nice.
I was streaming right before this, actually.
Well, what's the audience like for Gwent these days?
The audience? No. It's about my normal audience, about max 5 people.
I mean, that's pretty solid for someone who just started. Like,
yeah.
The statistic you need to work on is followers. 1% of that is your active view account.
Well, I have like 14 followers, so I guess I'm doing pretty good.
Nice.
I'm pleased.
And last but not least, we have Mr. Red, aka Grant, Graham Complete. Jesus Christ, it's 2 a.m. Aka our game master and controller of everything bad and good and lukewarm. What up, sir? How you doing?
It's good, I guess. School's done.
Nice. Are you taking a break, or like, how does that work out for you?
Yeah. So I got 2 months to do stuff.
Fuck yeah, man. That's gonna go in a fucking blink of an eye.
I've been there before. But yeah, I got a lot of stuff to do in the classroom anyway, so.
Nice. Alright, well, great. Fuck yeah, who's ready to play some Dungeons & Dragons?
Wait, don't you get a collar?
No. I'm Mr. White.
Mr. Mauve?
Grant should have been, or Sheepdog should have been Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown sounds like Mr. Shit. Right? That's the line, right?
Something like that. Right. Why do I have to be Mr. Movie. Pink? Why can't I be Mr. Red?
Yeah.
Colors don't matter.
You got 10 guys, don't know when to back down. All want to be Mr. Black. Look. You're Mr. Pink.
Was it Steve Buscemi?
Yeah, yeah, Steve Buscemi, yeah.
Mr. Pink sounds too much like Mr. Pussy.
Am I dreaming? Am I dead?
Yes.
You never seen Reservoir
Dogs? So like
Dogs?
A virgin. Oh.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, shit. I don't fucking remember what happened last week.
I think we were about to fight a troll or an ogre. Yeah.
Roll initiative.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, that's where we were.
Did you guys open the door in this underground temple dungeon underneath the ruined moat house? You guys have not only killed, or rather burned, a lot of helpless undead, but you've opened the door to be face to face or face to belly with an enormous ogre that nearly fills the 20 by 20 foot guards room. This ogre is wearing this makeshift metal plate armor, just sort of like weird jagged plates of some of them are stone, some of them are ore. But in any case, more armor than ogres normally wear, and it's not wielding like a simple weapon. It's actually wielding like a chain, and on the end of the chain is this huge block of another one of those plates. So this enormous metal blade that's been sharpened to a point.
So it's an ogre swinging around the remnants of a dead ogre.
Yeah, sure.
Fuck yeah, let's get into some combat, boys.
Also, I burned some zombies and was then informed that I didn't get XP for them.
Yeah.
You don't get XP for captured or imprisoned.
Did we go up a level? I think we went up a level, right?
That was the time before that.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I got indomitable, so, you know.
Right. I got a rock.
There's a... Durimbor, what do you want to do?
You know what? I have utmost faith in myself and my beautiful longbow. Now, this thing has never let me down before.
By the way, my favorite thing about the initiative is that Grant rolled a fucking 4, but he has a +5 on his initiative. So...
I just seem to roll 2 3s and 4s. That's why. Yeah.
Durimbor, longbow's the ogre.
Oh.
I cast longbow. Longbow hits 8 piercing damage. Yeah. And I will cease my turn.
This ogre appears to be trained in a way that ogres that you're familiar with are not. This is not your normal garden variety ogre.
Oh, well, that's nice. I mean, we kill them all the time at home, so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
In the garden.
Pest, really. All right, great. Durimbor, that's it?
That's it. That's all I got.
Let's all recall that the room that we've just left is, like, slowly filling with smoke from zombies. Gags, what do you want to do?
Okay, so, Graham, are there any just magical items laying about in this ogre's room?
Yes, his armor. Go eat it.
Snort his armor.
What do I see with my gnome eyes?
You do see a pile of, or you do see like a huge sack.
That's it. How far away am I from the sack?
Is it the ogre?
Wait, where is it? It's not between his legs.
Oh, that's what's on the end of the chain, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, you see a second sack. Amongst a pile of old clothing and skins.
Oh, there's got to be magical items in there.
Where is the sack in relation to both myself and the ogre?
So if we're here in the door, the ogre is in between us and the corner where the bag of goods is.
Imagine he's protecting his children in a bag, in a brown paper bag, right?
Gags, you were saying?
Yeah, can I try to run between his legs quickly and get to
and
the
grab
sack?
His sack.
Yes.
Avoid the one sack to go get the other sack.
I like this idea. Nothing can go wrong.
No. I'm immortal.
Yes, but you're also gonna have like your face ground to a pulp by an ogre's nutsack.
There are worse ways to
should
die.
Should I
dexterity roll to avoid the sack?
No, you're just gonna take a standard sack of opportunity.
You know the blades in Sen's Fortress from Dark Souls 1.
Yeah,
where they come and they go. Whoosh, whoosh. It's like that, you know. You just run between that and his legs, you know.
As long as there's no archers pestering him, it should be fine.
What's that?
You're doing that?
Yes.
All right, does 16 hit you?
Yes, everything hits me.
Okay, well. Max damage. How about 20 bludgeoning? 20 slashing damage.
How much HP do you have? Like 31 or something like that?
No,
that's me.
I'm down to 23. I'm good.
So that's like half your HP.
Yeah, it's a, I have a little less than half of my HP.
Because it's still your turn, you take the damage, but you of course still make it over there.
Okay. What do I find in the sack?
All right, so like baseball sliding, like into the pile of various
a series of smaller
yeah,
sacks.
Yeah, so it's like off. It's like wee ow wee.
Jesus like Christ! Like, that's right. You were you were oiled, so you can slide exceptionally far.
That's right.
I do remember we oiled you up to push you through the fucking hole in the wall, but that.
In this very large inviting sack that's in the corner.
It's a sack of many marbles.
There, is, as far as you can tell, you kind of rip it open to release the contents inside.
Oh god.
The creamy center, as it were.
No, stop.
You find several handfuls of glass beads, candlesticks, other various bric-a-brac. You also find like hundreds and hundreds of copper pieces.
Ooh.
But down at the bottom, at the very, very, very bottom, mixed in with all the coin and the various trash, you do find a very well maintained, very well made elvish cloak.
Really, you're gonna burn a cloak, man? It could be like a cloak of dexterity or a cloak of like feather jump or something like that.
Can I tell that it's
make an arcana check?
Arcana, yeah.
Well, I just dodged a giant sack and I'm opening up another one. I have time.
19.
You've heard of something like this. This is a magic item. It's called a cloak of elvenkind.
Okay.
It's that shit's good, man. Don't throw that away.
At least it's not a cloak of invulnerability.
Some twist of fate, this magic item has been mixed in with the trash.
Alright.
We need to investigate more trash piles, guys.
I feel like I shouldn't I'm going to don the cloak of elvenkind.
Damn. He used the correct word, Graham. Does that give him a plus one on speed?
No.
Don't you think someone useful could have that?
Alright, a cloak of elvenkind. When you wear this cloak with its hood up, perception checks made to see you have disadvantage, and you have advantage on stealth checks made to hide as the cloak's color shifts to camouflage you.
Alright, so advantage on stealth and disadvantage on perception?
No, enemies have disadvantage to see you.
You can see Sheepdog just be like,
yeah.
Technically speaking, I shouldn't need it because I rolled with a plus 13 on my stealth, but
you all know that you're twos. Mate, I've seen you roll two ones before. Like,
yeah.
It's not gonna help you.
Still technically have actions.
So sorry, just to clarify, when I do a stealth roll, I get advantage. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to try to stealth and hide myself.
Very nice. All
right.
What is this?
12.
It's not zero.
Yeah.
And it is the ogre, on its turn, rolled very high on its initiative.
Oh,
will turn around to find you, and it will make a perception check. Disadvantage to try and find you.
Okay.
Ah, yes, using the mechanics previously established for the open click.
See that with disadvantage, the ogre only rolls 9, so your 12 beats 9.
Woohoo!
Get in amongst the pile of stuff. Your cloak has kind of shifted into the gray scale spectrum, just like the stone.
I like the idea that he thinks it's magical, but really he just put on a trash cloak. And it's camouflaged him into the trash.
Yeah.
I smell like I'm in the trash too.
You can't see me.
This ogre, fighting its basest instincts, will not roar in alarm, and it will not roar in fright, and it will not roar in rage. Instead, it will rather deftly, for its size, move from the middle of the room where it is now to the door to try and block the door, and it will because Durimbor did hit it, it will attack Durimbor with his chain blade.
Mm-hmm.
Durimbor, does 18 hit you?
It does.
Okay.
I am not blade singing, so my DC is not my AC is not as high.
So what is your AC when you're blade singing again?
19.
That's still great. 17
slashing. 17 slashing. Understood.
That is actually half of his health, I believe.
Yeah.
The ogre will then say, in a sort of broken common, it will say, elves taste good this time of year.
Joke's on you. Ooh. Elves taste good all the year.
Really? Because I have yet to eat an elf, and maybe that's the ingredient that I'm searching for.
Please, no.
Gormon, with your keen strategic eye, you realize this ogre could fit through the door, but it would be a tight fit. I don't know what that has to do with anything. It just came to mind.
So, Gormon, what do you want? But he has like a... Does his weapon have range on it?
He said it was a 10-foot range.
Okay. Well, I will get inside his personal bubble, Graham, and I will personally bubble him with my axe, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I will do this twice. Wait. No, level 10, I get the extra attack. Oh, so close. All right, where is it? Sharpen axe. 24 hit?
Yeah.
So that's okay.
Oh!
All right.
The dice are
now,
kind.
As an orc, I get an extra attack thing. Mm. So this might outright kill him because I can't roll under 21 on all of my dice. So I might do 80 damage in this turn. Okay. Yeah. So. Okay.
And so now you roll. Oh no! If it double crits, right? You outright kill.
Okay. So I don't understand this roll. I don't understand how I got a 38.
So as an orc. You don't actually roll another attack. You gain an extra damage die on your crit roll, as opposed to your axe does max damage, so 12. And then normally when you crit, you would do another 12, but because you're an orc, you do an
extra the max damage on my axe is 21.
Well, I mean, that's with your strength bonus, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so an axe is 12. Normally people would add another 12, but because you're an orc, you add a third or a second 12, so... That's why it's
okay. So in total, I got 59 on that one, damage. But and then so
six, just roll another
seven, so 70, then 80, 90 damage plus another d20.
Well, d20 just for the crit confirm,
yeah. Crit confirm to see if it dies. Because I've never actually crit with this axe. Like, we've never had to roll to see if it dies on instant death. Is that a 6, Graham? Oh. Is that good enough for you?
It's less than 20. Nor does it... no, that doesn't hit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is bleeding from the belly, intestinal fluids and lifebloods, making the ground slick and stinky. Grant, what do you want to do?
Don't you fucking take my
kill still.
I like the idea that I'm just like, well, I'm gonna get rid of you because this elf is my friend, and I walk up and it's like, and I got him, and I'm just like, I'm about to swing down, and then Grant's just like,
like the ogre's already on the ground, like bleeding out. Everyone's like, okay, this is a one battle.
Let's interrogate him, and then you're just like,
I will bow.
Hit.
And
oh, that dirty sneak attack damage. Ooh. Wow.
27 damage.
27 damage. It hits him right in the middle of the forehead and topples over with a crash.
God and a thud. Damn it, are you serious right now?
Got him.
Ow. Okay. I'm glad everyone did something. Oh, Jesus.
You should take a knee or something.
As far as you can tell, at this particular juncture, there's no way out of this room. So as far as you guys know, at this particular moment, there's nowhere else to go. You've been to every room that you can see.
Let's do some searching for hidden rooms, Graham, because we have that ability.
Apparently vanished in the thin air.
What was that?
Yax has apparently vanished in the thin air.
Hey, can I come out? Is it dead?
Are you in the pile of trash, Gags?
Maybe.
I'm not surprised.
I just washed you.
No, we just oiled him.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, garbage should fall right off of him then, yeah?
I come out of the trash, and I see just the pile of viscera and guts and stench, and I promptly vomit into the sack that I rummaged earlier.
Oh, yes! Jesus.
So what did you...
getting lightheaded.
What did you find in there?
Just this pretty snazzy cloak.
Oh, well, it smells like sewer, but...
Yeah. I recognize that pattern.
The stains will wash out, it's fine.
Mm. You see...
Is it dragging, like, 3 feet on the ground behind me?
No, it'll turn to you, right? So it'll magically resize and stuff. So.
Okay.
Well, it's less of a... First of all, it's an elven cloak, so it's not particularly long. Second of all, it's really about the hood.
True.
And the back. So
is it one of those dumb, like, halfway down the back cloaks that's, like, just a tiny little... It's like, you know how you buy, like...
like that, but it's meant to... It's not really meant to drag or flow behind, because that would give you away.
But he's also a gnome. Okay. So and we've established that he gets ever smaller. So like,
it's like a full cape.
So can we loot this ogre? What did he have on him?
Well, you could theoretically take some time and smelt down his armor, because it is just like raw iron ore, like block.
Can I take an air as a symbol of my wonderful victory over the ogre?
I will cut you.
I'm gonna wear it around my neck.
There's two ears. You guys can each take one.
He didn't kill it though. I killed it.
Glass beads, candlesticks, another like fake jewelry that like painted gold. 800 copper pieces. 46 and 3 gold pieces.
We just take the gold and leave the copper, because fuck carrying 800 pieces of copper.
Yeah.
When we have like, 11,000 gold pieces or something like that? So it's like,
it would be that whoever was paying this ogre was taking advantage.
Yeah. Okay, so this ogre can't fit out of this door too easily, so he's guarding something. I'm going to take a look around the room.
Alright, just don't mind me bleeding out.
Yeah, as I said, take a knee, just not in the garbage pile, because you'll smell like gags for the next forever.
Mm. Yeah, don't worry about the smoke.
It's not that bad.
It's fine. It'll dissipate somehow.
Oh god, it still smells awful. What's worse, you could put your
nose in the trash, and then you.
I think it'd probably smell better actually at this moment.
So Graham, I would like to make a find for a
investigation.
Yeah, so this is at advantage because of Dungeon Delver.
Yeah, do you guys feel at home in the dungeon?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I know.
How's a 7 do you, Graham?
You rolled twice there.
Speaking of trash.
Oh, what the fuck? That's super weird.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, 17.
A 17 then, I guess.
A 6, 17. Yes, as a matter of fact, your assumption was correct. There's this huge sliding panel that's ogre size. That's kind of like a... You almost feel like it's made out of paper or canvas or something like that, and it's painted.
It's just painted to look like stone. It's just like, I'm knocking on the stone, it's like...
It's like...
And I'm like...
Found it.
Guys, I think there's a secret door here, but it could just be an actual door, so...
Let me have to get up.
Enough resting. Come on, let's roll.
As you look beyond, you find a staircase that leads down into darkness.
Let's get away from this fire.
All right, everyone, got your night vision on? Okay, good. It's not heading down.
Yes, I do.
What the hell?
I will Ratatouille Grant. down the stairs.
Okay.
I mean, who's I do it? Have my lantern.
Who's the lead?
Grant will go leading with his lantern, so.
Don't worry, I'll cover the rear. I'm only bleeding a little bit. It's fine.
As far as we can tell, the safest place is actually in the center, because...
Yeah, but I'd had to stand behind Grant.
Oh, and hey, Durimbor, this is just a lesson that we learned from old friend Pudmi. Be sure you look up.
Yeah, you should always look up. There's things on the ceiling. That's how they... That's why we have helmets, aside from... That's why I have a helmet. None of you guys have helmets.
You see that along... When you get down to the bottom of the stairs and continue along this straightaway, black lines that appear, as far as you can tell, to be painted along the ceiling every 10 feet, which is... It may not be paint, but it's a configuration that you guys have seen before.
Slimes.
Slimes? What's a slime?
Imagine a cube made out of gelatin, and it has a living being in it.
Oh. I've never had living gelatin.
It burns.
It's very spicy.
Grant, if you're in the lead and you're walking along, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Yes, sir. 28.
Right. Whoa.
You're becoming more at home and more at one with the dungeon. You take a step and you feel tension. You almost set off a tripwire trap of some sort, and then you pull back and you know there's something there. There's a wire or string strung across the hallway at about 6 inches off the ground.
Well, given my knowledge of traps, this is
classic.
Hey,
this is clearly I can't remember what the flies called.
Tripwire.
As previously
described. No, the alchemist fire.
Alchemist. This is clearly an alchemist's fire trap. The only fire. It's the only trap I know of.
Well, based on its height, looks like Gags can just slip right underneath it.
Yeah.
And go to the other side.
He's exactly 4.5 inches tall now. So yes, your cloak is dragging 3 feet behind you.
So should we just step over it? Like, hey, there's a tripwire here.
Alright.
You can always just disarm it.
Well, I mean, you know, if someone follows us down like a villager trying to murder us, then they'll get killed by it.
You're a fucking idiot. Disarm the trap.
All those murderous villagers.
What happens if we're running back up away from something that's slightly more dangerous than a villager? Then you're like, hey guys, don't worry about it. There's no traps up ahead. Whoops, I forgot about that one trip where I didn't disarm because I'm a fucking
idiot. I would assume that we wouldn't run away from it, because if the more dangerous something is, the more adamant you are that we die to it.
We have a half-beaten to death elf, which I'm pretty sure might actually be...
He's fine.
Tasty, and I'm afraid to commit to that thought. We have a very smelly gnome who's also half beaten to death.
I'm blending in.
And we have a fucking idiot who won't disarm the trap. So
I mean, I'll disarm the trap, sure.
Trap, please do.
Yeah, I will disarm the trap.
I'm going to be standing back here. Don't worry about me. I have utmost faith in you.
Disarm the trap. Throw a brick at it.
I just saw a gags at it.
No!
So yeah, how do you want to disarm the trap?
Cut the wire without putting any tension on it.
Very carefully.
Yeah, I assume I can just, you know, set it so that I can...
Make a sleight of hand check.
Not a problem.
Yes.
Okay. Nice.
So yeah, you can easily disarm the trap. You do hear some clanking machinery in the walls and stuff, and you see that those three black lines back there drop about 6 inches. They're actually three iron grates, one after the other, like you see.
Slimes.
Yeah.
Classic slime trap.
Classic slime trap.
Classic slime trap. After that, you guys get to a... you know, I would say it's a T junction, but it's really more of a, it's really more of a, like a diagonal, but in any case.
Is so it like a Y junction, right? It's like a T junction, but angular. It's
like a junction. So it's like at an angle, but in any case, you have a left push.
All right, I've already got two names for this episode. The creamy center and large inviting sack. I'm adding another one here. Y junction.
I think I'm leaning towards creamy center personally.
It smells a lot like wet dog and like a really humid day down here, like just like sweat and gross something. Unclear.
Okay, so I've had you both tell me that we either always go left or we always go right.
I go right.
Listen, who would you rather believe here? Me?
I go right.
Or
I...
a confirmed hypothetical idiot?
I'm leading. I'm going right.
He's going right. Do we follow him?
Yeah, let's go right.
Can I take Axe with me?
How about we just wait 2 minutes? And then they'll come back when they realize that it's the wrong way.
It's okay. Just running full speed, like shit, 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 shit.
Yeah, like that.
feel free to wait there.
I will wait here. I go that sounds like a good right, plan.
Let's go, Grant!
Let's go, Gags.
Yeah! And I like...
Don't do that.
You know, I've been trying to get these two killed for a long time and nothing.
Are you like... Are you like kind of legs?
It's Ratatouille,
on your
man.
Like,
have you never seen Ratatouille? Yeah.
And then you in got, your hair, got, like the brains and like mustache.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you giving him a mustache, Ryan?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So yes.
There's another name for the episode.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. Grant, you're in the lead still?
Yes. I think...
Well, yeah. I'm on his shoulders, so...
Yeah.
So this path that you've chosen, as you go down, it smells more and more like that, indeterminate stink. I'm not sure we've encountered this particular kind of creature.
All right, but Graham, you give me a count when it's exactly 2 minutes, and then I'll follow them.
Okay. But in any case, the pathway goes straight for about 10 feet, curves 10 feet, forward 10 feet, and back 10 feet to avoid any sort of long straight lines for arrow fire.
Perfect.
And at that point, you guys made quite a bit of noise back there in the junction. At this point, your keen perception, your passive perception, picks up the sounds of... the very, very slight sounds, because your passive perception is what, 19?
21.
21. Huge. Out of control.
Yeah.
So you are hearing the sounds of a bowstring, several bowstrings coming to tension. You are hearing the sounds of a single dagger come out of a sheath. You are hearing the sounds of heavy breathing from large humanoid creatures of humanoid anatomy.
You're hearing the distinct sound of a fist being clenched. It's that leathery anime sound, you know, like, yeah.
I don't have my glove.
I love that sound. Best sound effect ever made. Just the hand closing, you know, like... You can't even, like, replicate it. This is like... But it's so perfect. So well-formed.
Grant, you continue.
So, is this like sounding like there's people waiting in ambush, or
no? They're starting a party for you, actually. So yes, I guess it is an ambush.
Surprise party, yeah.
We have basically from your keen perception, there's a corner, and then a straightaway, and then a room, and in the room, there's all that stuff you hear.
Well, I'm gonna very, very quietly whisper, Gax, we should proceed with stealth.
True!
I hate it. I I hate these adventures we have where we have to stealth. You're so loud.
I like the idea that he rolls a better stealth than you because he has a magical item. Like, if that ever happens, it's going to be like,
I mean, I think that's going to happen on a regular basis.
Are we stealthing it up then?
We go and sneak. 18.
18.
Fuck you, bitch.
You both disappear simultaneously.
I mean, it would have been 30 if I had that fucking cloak, but whatever. What did I roll?
You have dark vision, correct?
What's that?
You have dark vision, correct?
Correct.
as you turn this last corner and look down the straightaway, you realize that stealth is not going to be much of an option because straight ahead in this large room, we have arrows trained down the hallway. And as soon as you appear, these creatures also have dark vision, so stealthing is not going to make much difference to them, and they fire.
Fuck.
Okay.
I think they saw us!
So I'm gonna make four bow attacks at Grant because he's the biggest target.
What if I'm holding Gags in front of me?
Strap okay, Gags to your arm like a shield.
I scramble down his back.
Yeah, okay. Grant, coming at you. Here we go.
Guy, he turns around, takes the arrows into his spine.
19 hits?
Yes.
How about 4 piercing damage?
Okay.
Next attack is 21 hits.
Yes.
How about 11 piercing damage? Right there.
Perfect.
I'm listening at the doorway, right? And I'm just like, shh, hold up. Okay, yes, he is being shot by arrows. I think I'm
good. It's only been 45 seconds.
I know. This is the beauty of going left, right? It's
18 hits.
Yes.
That's going to be 9 piercing.
Okay. Remember, you can half this. You can half one of the attacks.
True.
So if any of them is especially bad, you can half it using your bonus.
Just for the sake of simplicity, let's all roll initiative because I'm going to say that you guys heard that because there was a
can we get a distinct Grant like or something like that?
So Gags does the signal and he's like, "Kaka, kaka."
Oh, the distinct signal of Grant being shot by several archers.
It's completely is completely drowned out by me shouting, "Ah, fuck! This is what it's like to be hit with arrows. I never knew." Jesus! Now I understand why people hate me.
I'm a terrible person.
I understand now why you decided that caca sound was the call sign ahead of time. Is like if Grant's going to get shot by arrows, we'll use this signal.
Initiative.
Grant, I need some initiative.
Can I? Yeah. Can I half the? Oh, fuck's sake. Can I half the last hit I took, the 9?
Well, I'll let you have the big one, the 11 you took.
Okay, so that would be 7 damage instead of
6.
Okay.
Don't give yourself more damage.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Garimbor, what's it going to be? You guys are basically 2 movements away at this point.
Gags should provide half cover at best. half an AC, please.
So,
I'll take it.
That was a symbol. Do we go help him, or do we wait here for him to come back?
I like turn to you. I'm looking at him like, I guess.
Okay. And I'll put the bow away. Get the doorway appears in. Yeah, I'll move my max distance to get toward them.
So if you double move. You can make it to them, okay? You can't do anything else, but you can make it to them.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Well, no, you have fighter level 2, right? You can fucking action surge that shit.
I could, but I'm only going to get near them because I don't know what's going through this tunnel.
You're an off elf, motherfucker. All
right. Gormung.
Mm-hmm. I will booty on down. I'll double move. How much? Okay. This hallway, how many people side by side can it fit?
Two.
Two? So it's about 10 foot wide then?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I at least maybe get in front of Grant?
No. You can get in front of Derivor.
Okay. I'm just like, Grant, you idiot, get behind me. Because I know you will, but I'm just going to let you know you should do that anyway, you idiot.
Grant, you still can't really see much. Gags, you can see that these creatures are about 6 to 7 feet tall, humanoid in construction, covered in coarse hair. These are...
Like the gaming equipment? Because that's kind of interesting. Like mouse pet? Sorry.
Mouse pet's keeper?
Corsair.
It may or may not have...
It was bad, but I got it. Yeah,
I got it as well. Because I might may or may not have one right in front of me. So I was like,
yeah, me too.
That's what you see. It's their turn to go. Once again, these things rolled really well at initiative, and they also appear to be armored and organized in a way that belies their
hairy sort of tribalistic nature.
Yeah, they're all wearing uniform gauntlets that are spiked. They all have spiked pauldrons that which
wait. What happened? What happened to Gunther? Is he with us still?
He's keeping watch.
Okay, he's upstairs.
Yeah, did we leave him up the...
For any demon frogs.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. Oops. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Who had the little frog?
I got rid of it when we found out that Garrett was in it.
That's
fair. I forgot about him.
So there are 8 of these creatures, and they're going to form... 3 ranks, 2, 2, and 2, and they are going to charge. The first two, the whole unit is going to charge down the hallway, and they will make it to, well, Grant and Gags, because they're in front, on their turn, and they will attack when they get there. Only 2 of them will attack, because they're the only two. They only have foot reach weapons.
How far behind am I? Oh, they have reach weapons?
No, they only have 5-foot weapons.
Okay, so how far behind Gags am I? Am I 5 foot?
How close do you want to be? If you want to be 5 feet, that's fine.
Okay, so if an opponent attacks a friend within 5 feet of me, I can reaction attack once with Sentinel. So
you'd be
that's
10 foot away though, wouldn't you? Because they're 5 foot.
Yeah, he has 10 foot reach, so yes, you can do that. This is classic like phalanx formation, like you know.
Yeah, but it's. So if I'm like, here's the thing: if I'm behind him, then I can't attack with the axe.
Too bad.
But the way that Sentinel's worded is that if a friend within 5 feet of me gets attacked, I can get an attack on the attacker. It doesn't say anything about like
that. That has actually been amended and content. The target also has to be within 5 feet of you.
Of me. Okay, yeah. So it's like, okay, I get you. Right, if it's attacking
your normal attack range.
Okay. Right, all right, well, that's good.
Is that their war cry?
We've got, each one of these guys is going to make 2 attacks, so I've got 2 attacks on Grant and 2 on Gags. Okay, here it comes.
Yes.
These are spiked war clubs. So, Grant first, 9 misses.
Yes.
9 misses again. So you're
really
Gags coming at you with 11.
Hey, a miss.
And 23.
Hey, ow.
Hey, another miss.
13. Let's say 13 piercing damage. These are spikes.
Don't worry, Daddy Tank is here, so...
The second rank of bugbears, which is what these things are...
Oh, they're fucking bugbears! Oh.
...are going to attack with they're going to attack with their spear, so they're going to attack over the front rank and attack Gags and Grant also. Okay? So you guys have these crude stone spears they're going to attempt to... You know, what's the word? Ventilate. Gags and Grant. So Grant coming at you with a 7 misses and 12. No.
Why are you getting all the low rolls?
Gags, how about 14?
That hits.
That hits. Only 9 piercing damage. You got off easy.
Oh yay! I'm still up.
Next, only 9.
Only 9. Yay!
The third rank, is not going to do anything just yet. But that's because there's one more rank. There's 8 of these things. That's 6 in the hallway. Now there's 2 back in the hallway. Right. They are going. What?
I can't wait to swing my way through all of these nerds.
Yeah. The first one, the 2 in the back, appear to be there. They look a little bit different. They have these bizarre headdresses on. They have feathered earrings, and whatnot.
Okay.
And the first one, the one that looks to be female, is going to throw this sort of. It's like a leather pouch. It's a leather case. It looks almost like a Pokeball, but made out of sewn leather. And she's going to throw this thing where, when it hits the ground, it's going to not it's explode, but it's going to release its payload. In this case, the payload is a swarm of hornets.
God damn it.
That fill a 20 by 20 foot area, or 10 by 10 foot area, which will get everybody in the party except Durimbor, I think. As far as I know, Durimbor is behind Gormung. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Durimbor, you're safe, but everyone else needs to make
a baby.
Everyone else needs constitution saves.
Oh god.
Yay. Fuck yeah, I'm good at these.
I have the Nicolas Cage advantage against
bees. Why has it gotta be bees?
Oh wait, no, it's hornets.
Release the dogs with bees in their mouths.
Constitution.
Woo! 19.
Grant, you're going to take 10 poison damage from being stung.
10?
10. You must be alert.
Can I use my half damage on Canny Dodge?
Is
it area of effect?
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, it does actually apply to area effect. That's the point of it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you will take half.
So 5, okay.
All right. The second shaman is going to hurl a javelin over their companions into the new arrival to the battle, Gormung. Okay, through the bees. That's going to be a natural 20, Gormung.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't mean to do this to you, Grant, but it's only for dexterity saves.
Too bad.
Okay.
All right. Gormung, I've got a natural 20 coming at you. That's going to be...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's only 5. Okay, 13 piercing damage total.
How
many bees
I,
did
I
the javelin
guess I'll
kill?
Take it. What type of damage is that, by the way? Just a normal javelin? Nothing special?
That's piercing, yeah. That's just normal everyday damage.
Got it.
Once again, these guys all seem like a well-oiled combat machine. They appear to have been trained in strategy and drills and stuff like that in a way that seems unnatural. Grant, what do you want to do now?
I will move. Disengage and move back?
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Yeah.
Now, is Gag still on you?
Yes.
Does that count as Gag's moving as well?
Let's say no for the sake of simplicity, for the sake of niceness.
I could throw Gags at them.
At them?
I mean, I only have 1 hit point.
But you might do some damage, like when you connect. I might be able to get a sneak attack with you. Yeah, I'll move back. Gormung's not
keeping in mind, you get to do a disengage as a bonus action, so you can still attack. Yeah.
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 So. I disengage and then move back behind Gormung.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do I get an attack too? Can I?
So I'm not okay. You can get an attack. It's not at an advantage though, because I'm not within 5 feet of the enemy.
Well, it wouldn't.
You're gonna get his sneak attack, is the thing.
No, I wouldn't get my sneak attack. Yeah. Okay. But I'll take a shot at the hornet one.
Good.
If I can.
Fucking.
Fine.
Okay. Well, crap. 18.
Fine. Yeah.
And why is that plus one?
Plus one because...
Oh, there's the crit, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you that's just take the first number. So.
Six. Because I rolled a one.
Six, okay.
Naha! My shooting's a lot more effective when Gormung has hit them once. At least.
I'm going to fall back behind Durimbor.
Okay.
So I will extricate myself from Grant.
Fine.
Do you have ranged attacks?
No.
No? Okay.
Only when I have spells.
Do you have a attack?
I have a rapier.
Uh-huh.
I don't... Am I in range?
Do you not have that biting eye thing?
I have vicious mockery.
Vicious mockery.
Yeah. And that's... And I could just use that whenever, right?
I mean, do you have any spell slots?
No.
Okay, so remember we made that ruling where you could use vicious mockery, but it wouldn't be magical unless you had spell slots. Yeah. So.
Okay, so
they would have to understand the language, basically.
Yeah, I don't know that they understand me. Well, just as that a creature, if the creature can hear me, though it need not understand me, it must succeed on a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, no, that's the magical portion of that spell.
It can be body language. You can, like, you know, air hump.
Oh, I give him the finger. I give him the finger, and I thrust my hips at him in a suggestive, derogatory
and then,
way.
And then you disappear into nothing.
you do it in such a jerky motion, you take one HP damage. I got my hip!
So they got to beat a 14.
Saving throw.
Yes.
What skill?
Huh?
Will.
Wisdom, I believe.
Wisdom, yeah.
Wisdom? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wisdom, that's 12.
So they fail and take 1d4 damage.
Is it all of them or just one?
Sorry, just one. Okay. It'll be, we'll do one of the shamans, the bee shaman.
All right.
So. He points his hips at the bee shaman.
That's not the only thing with a little prick.
Oh, fuck. How much damage?
Hold on, 1d4.
I have a brilliant plan.
So 3, and then also, they have disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes.
Fantastic. Okay. Before the next round starts.
Drimbor is going to do a longbow then. Okay. So I would just like step at the corner. Just like the ones right there in front of us. So hit the first one.
The first round.
Ooh, 9. Nope.
No, not today. Missing.
And second, 21. Fire piercing. And I'll just take a step back. Gormung is here. I'll stand next to Gormung with, you know, Gags and Grant behind, so I'll be to his shoulder. As a bonus action, I will second wind.
Nice, good turn. You're gonna use your, that's the D10, yeah, because that's a fire skill.
Nice, and I will recover 10 HP points.
Good.
Nice.
And I shall end my turn.
All right.
Okay. Cool. Gormung.
All right, let's start the gravy train. I start swinging. You tell me when I stop and how many I kill. Wow, none.
Whoa.
Yeah, I put my foot in my mouth on that one. This is a
the axe, you like swing and let go of the axe at the end, and it just flies straight into Gags's face.
No, I'm thinking more of like he's like he hit the wall, like an intimidation move.
Yeah, that's 23. You.
Yep.
For surprisingly, 21 damage. I rolled max damage there too, so that's pretty intense.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Our lady shaman is going to pull another bomb off of her baldric. Looks a bit different. It's got a different sort of make to it. And she's going to throw that one. I'm going to give her disadvantage on this aim because of the vicious mockery, okay?
Right.
Hell yeah.
Even with disadvantage, she got 14, so I'm going to say she gets pretty close to the area. At the particular corner you guys are all kind of sitting in, the thing hits the ground, sort of pressurized somehow, blows open, needles and tacks all over the floor.
Huh. But, meaning I got if you steel move, boots, mate. So, like...
Well, if well, in that case, in any other case, the if you move in the area, you're going to take a D4 of piercing damage.
Oh, Gax, great. Don't move.
Stop very still.
Our male shaman is going He's going to move away from the scene. He moves away into the room, and you hear chains rattling and locks being undone, so on and so forth.
Oh, God.
Zombies.
All right, so we have two fellas that are going to attempt to move into Gormung's range.
All right. They attempt. So let's see. I do get a tackle opportunity if they the only one that I can attack with, so I have Polearm Master and Sentinel, but I'm not using my Polearm right now, so I only have Sentinel. So the only thing if they attack Drimbor at all, that's the only time that I will get an attack of opportunity. Okay. Unless they try and run away from me.
So in that case, the whole detachment will move 5 feet forward to fill in the gap.
Mm-hmm. Would they not take damage from the caltrops?
They're not quite there yet. The caltrops are basically in the corner. We're still kind of in the hallway. Once they move about another 10 feet, they'll be in the caltrops.
Okay.
The bees, by the way, have just like dispersed. Mm-hmm. They're not like magical enchanted bees or anything. They're just angry bees. All right, so we have one bugbear soldier that's going to attack Gormung.
Got it.
Here it comes with 19.
Nope, no good.
No. And then one of them is going to attack Durimbor.
Attack of opportunity for me first.
Durimbor, 19.
So my attack will go first. What's the distance away from us, by the way?
You're right there, 5 feet.
5 feet? All right, good. So I will Great Axe.
These guys have spiked clubs. That hits.
So 21.
Ouch. Believe it or not, taking two hits, that guy's still alive.
Mm. Interesting.
And he doesn't look... I mean, he looks rough, but he doesn't look as rough as you might expect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you said 19? 19 is a hit.
Wait, does it hit?
Did that just roll twice? That's super weird.
Yeah. For some reason, you keep rolling twice.
That's super weird, yeah.
Is your character sheet popped out?
No, it's not.
Altogether, Durimbor, you take 7 piercing damage from the spikes.
Right.
And then the two guys behind them with their long spears are going to do the same thing. So, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. These guys actually get 2 attacks. So let's do another round.
You don't have to.
Well, they do. 9 misses.
Yeah.
And then another attack on Durimbor.
Durimbor.
It's only 7 that misses. Okay, now the spears, same. Mm-hmm. Natural 20 on Gormung. Second time.
Cool.
She's gonna.
31 points of piercing damage.
Holy bejeebus!
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Like right here.
So what's was that 2d8 or something like that?
It's 2d10 plus 3. These are heavy long.
How'd they get 30 damage out of 2d8? 2d10.
2d10. It was 9 and 3.
Yeah.
No. 9 and 7.
Mm. That's
16, 32.
Yeah.
And some odd modifier. Okay. And then second attack on Gormung.
Another 20.
Oh, yeah, I thought the first attack was a 9 and missed.
Yeah, the 9 was a miss.
Second attack was a 9 miss. Okay, so that means that the second natural 20 goes to Durimbor instead. I mean, this is the rude blue. This killed what's his name a long time ago.
I mean, that was kind of your own fault.
I thought I wanted you. I asked for the peach one. I like the peach one.
37 piercing damage.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm on the floor.
All right. Mm-hmm. Second attack. From that guy, he is going to mercilessly stab Durimbor in the throat, making him automatically fail death saving throw.
Yeah. I hit the floor.
Meanwhile, the third rank of bugbears are going to wait their turn to join the party. Something happens in the back behind all of you guys. Gags, you're there in the back. You're panting. You have one hit point. All of a sudden, you feel a small hand on your shoulder. Oh. And he turned around, and it's Negagex. He's come to the rescue.
Yay!
He right stops. Like,
Gags, I'm so sorry I had to leave like that. I'm so glad I found you. You look like in a bad way. Let's get out of here.
I'm gonna have to get on your shoulders. So there's nails. If I move.
Oh, yeah, I got you covered. He's going to maintain the grasp, and he's going to cast Dimension Door.
Ooh.
Which will open a small individualized portal, and he will drag you through, and you guys will go to another room in another part of the dungeon, and we will revisit Gags in a moment.
Okay, that's interesting. All right.
Well, fuck.
You heard this like.
Yeah. So I scream back, drag Durimbor away from the fight.
drag him through all the pointy.
Work it out. God damn it. Work it out.
I mean, I could just shoot him in the head. So that'd probably have the same effect.
Stop being a cunt and do your something.
Do my something? Okay, I'll do my something.
I was going to say do your job, but you don't even do that, so.
Well, Grant, it's your move. Wow.
What do you do, Grant?
Like
what would Grant do?
Well, see ya. No.
I mean, can I pick up Mr. Little Elf? I'm assuming he's also the same size as Gags.
So, I don't know if a dead body gets an attack of opportunity, does it?
No, attack on opportunity is only when you move of your own free will.
So if he drags a dead body away from a person who's currently attacking him, there's no attack of opportunity or nothing like that?
It just kind of, it tears.
No. Okay.
But, Grant, if that's what you're going to do, you can do it.
Yeah. I'll pick up Durimbor.
Please do.
Making fairly careful to not drag him through the
spear points. Yeah. Oh, the caltrops.
Yeah. I assume that I take D4 damage doing that because that would involve moving.
When you move, yeah, you only take a 1d4, but you take it for any amount of movement. So you take 2 piercing damage. Okay.
Roger, roger. And then I'm going to move as far away as I can, hopefully out of the area of stabby.
Okay, you can move all the way to the next corner so you can't even see the battle anymore, okay?
Yeah. Do I take another? I imagine I would again take D4, like, because I'm moving back through that bloody thing.
Okay. is. I imagine you were just right up in there. Don't worry about it.
No, see, the needles where the steps where you took, the needle's already in your feet. So you just redo, take the same steps. You're fine.
Yeah, just imagine you're Die Hard. You know, you're Bruce Willis. You know, you're John McClane.
Grant, anything else?
Stabilize the motherfucker. You have a medicine roll, so.
Okay, yes. I will attempt to stabilize him.
You only need a 10, right? So as long as you do that, he'll be stabilized.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fine, probably.
It's a wisdom. You should be good at wisdom.
Oh.
Yeah. I reasonably good at wisdom, so.
I mean.
It's not your dump stat, so.
All right.
So I'm not dying.
That would be my charisma.
I think everyone's dump stat is charisma.
Nope, mine was strength.
All right, Gags.
Yes.
You appear in a plush bedchamber. The entirety of the room, this 30 by 30 foot square room, is just like a huge, is awash with like, it's like one huge waterbed.
Is he seducing you again?
This like, is amazing.
And he says, and then he's going to, he gives you a healing potion cocktail.
Ooh. What does that heal me for?
2d4 plus 2.
I suck in the magical essence instead. I mean, you could.
I gotta heal. Plus 2. 6. God damn.
Since we last saw each other, I'm sure you have several questions to ask.
Where have you been? I missed you.
Tell you what, with all those soldiers messing around, there was no opportunity for any kind of business.
Soldiers? Yeah, they're a pain in the ass, huh?
So we moved out here. We set up shop, set up an operation. It's gonna be huge. It's gonna be huge.
Wait, are we in the same? Are we in the same? We're in the same dungeon.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, wait. Is that why your ship is out in the bay?
Oh, my ship's here. Oh, good. Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful timing.
What? I don't understand. What are? Why?
All in good time. All in good time. Let me ask you something real quick.
Buddy. Okay.
Al, and he gives you some grapes. He says, so what do you think about those characters you run around with?
Well, they're great.
Midweight to me, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I mean, no, not really. I'm still alive.
They seem, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, and I'm, you know, who am I to say, but, you know, it seems like incompetence sort of runs rampant, in your circles, like a disease.
Go on.
That thief of yours can't seem to hide for nothing.
He just killed an ogre.
I bet you didn't know that I have no less than 5 rogues hidden in this room right now.
Really?
All of them naked.
Wouldn't you like that kind of power?
I mean, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Well, think about it. I'm gonna go take care of some business. You stay here and relax. And then he claps. And some of those proprietary union guys, the spritzers.
Oh, the glisteners.
Yeah, they show up to glisten you, and they rip your shirt off, and they glisten you a little bit.
Oh God, this is fantastic.
Why don't you just make out? All
right, and then we go up to Durimbor. That's Gags' combat.
My combat is nothing.
Oh, you're stable, actually, so...
Yeah, I'm done.
Gormong.
Yeah.
Don't eat me, Gormong.
All right, so I guess the plan here is... To fall back, yeah. So... How far can I get in 30 feet?
You can get back to where Grant is.
Okay. Then I will attack twice before doing said thing.
All right. Cool. Same guy?
Yeah.
It's. Yep. Still alive.
13?
Misses.
Okay. Then I will second wind with my bonus.
Okay.
It's plus
level, right?
I think so. Plus one.
Yes, plus fighter level.
Nice.
Now you gonna move?
Yeah, then I'll move and catch up. So.
I'd love 17 HP right now.
Yeah. I'm fine taking attack of opportunity. So.
That's gonna be 16.
No good.
Not today. Okay, so you get back to where Grant is. You guys are in a big clump.
There was two of them, right? So they should both get.
Pardon me. Natural one. So that's a nothing.
All right, I kill him with a natural one. I take it off the dice and I stab him through the eye with it.
You will take 1 point from the caltrops. Oh no, you got steel boots on. You crush the caltrops. They take 1 point.
Yeah. Take that.
Okay. You guys are in the retreat. The bugbears will take this opportunity to move up. They will all take a D4 damage from the caltrops until they're all embedded in various boots and whatnot. But they don't even make a sound of alarm or anything. They are they are making their way down the hallway in a very threatening, very probably scary manner. There's like they fill up all the hallway and they do a lot of damage and they are coming to kill you basically, or take you as slaves, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, as I get back to the group and just like go right, he said. You have a good time, he said.
Hey, Gormung. I saved the elf.
For the sake of fun, Gags, will you please roll a number between 1 and 350?
Sure.
Here comes the 1.
254.
Is this your random power that he gets? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I hope it's something bad.
So you guys hear that cage finally open that the male shaman was... yeah, and you hear something begin to stretch and flap its wings.
Yes, to fly. The mythical flying teabag.
Yeah. you don't see it, but it makes this high-pitched sort of roaring sound.
Just like that.
Just like that. Okay, and that's that turn. Grant.
I'm going to leave.
So this detachment is rounding the corner at this point.
I'm going to leave the elf to you. Okay. Also going to assume that we are going to kill that fucking gnome.
Kill like a part of Gags without Gags dying? We don't know that.
Well, I was talking about Gags, but also kill the other one.
Well, you do realize he's immortal, right?
I know, but I'm willing to give it a shot. Anyway, this is fucked. Those guys are fucking crazy. Bye. Let's go. I run away.
Run. They move at a relatively slow pace, so we're going to say that you guys can quickly outdistance them. But which way are you going to go? Back the way you came or the way you haven't gone yet?
Back the way I came.
Well, I mean, we don't know where Gags is, right? So,
I am going straight back to the surface.
Okay.
Okay, well, I mean, is there a way that I can, like, say, halt whatever's coming after us? Because here's the thing. If we lead these things back to the surface, they're just going to attack the town.
Yeah, fuck the town.
You're an idiot.
All right, diagonal white to Gags. Spritz, spritz, spritz.
Hey, where'd Naked Gags go?
Are you asking Juan?
Juan Valdez?
Yes.
That was a 1980s era coffee joke, just in case anybody was wondering. Where'd Naked Gags go?
I'm sorry, is that his first name? We simply call him Sir Gags.
Oh, that's amazing. Hey, Juan, I have a question.
Yes, anything.
Do you know who's paying the, or who was paying the ogre?
Sir Gags was. Incredible wealth.
Do you know who trained all those bugbears?
Yes, Sir Gags did, of course, with his incredible might and power.
Could you tell me how to get back down to those bugbears?
Why would you want to go back there? It's so great here.
It is pretty nice.
He gives you a flower. He gives you flowers like in Hawaii.
Oh, smells incredible. But listen, so I love those bugbears, and I just kind of wanna,
and I'm gonna move towards the door.
Yes. Okay.
Did they let me go?
Oh, I mean, there's the door.
Okay. I'm gonna walk out the door. And okay. Do I recognize where I am in the dungeon?
Well, you go to open the door, you realize that it's locked from the outside.
Shit.
I mean, you can fit through anything. Just try.
Cool. We go through.
Can I use my dungeoneering skill to see if there is another way out?
Yeah, sure. Let's do investigation for secret doors.
Okay.
The advantage.
Yep. So. 24.
So this room appears to have been specifically designed to be a cell, but disguised as not a cell.
Of course. So
there is no other way out, apparently. You're going to have to somehow either... I'll think of something else. You know, let's see what Brian's ingenuity is.
All right. So I'm going to look at Juan.
Yeah, there he is.
And Juan, I'm...
That is his twin brother, Manuel.
So I'm going to... say, I'll tell you what, it's quite warm in here. I sure could use a little more. How many of them are there?
Pick up your armor. Stay a while.
So I remove my armor, but keep the cloak on.
Yeah.
And so I've got this bare chest with the cloak. It's quite striking, actually. And I want to use my persuasion.
Beautiful. You are a very sexy man.
To get them closer and closer to me, right?
You know, I just thought of something really weird. Like, when you're by yourself and surrounded by other gnomes and stuff like that, the camera must look like how it looks when hobbits are the only people in the room. You know, everything looks like a normal size.
Yeah.
But then when you're standing next to, like, Gormung, who's 7 foot tall, for example, you're just, like, fucking...
It's a forced perspective.
Like a fetus in comparison.
So I want to persuade them or get them as close to me as possible. Like, so there's one on each side, right? And when they get near me, I'm going to, you know, gently caress the side of each of their heads and smack them together.
All right.
Knock them out.
Let's see. This is going to be quite a Herculean task. And you, first of all, let's do, once they realize something is amiss in a split second, let's call it a 2 grapple checks, one for each of them.
Okay.
So they're going to use acrobatics or athletics. These guys are civilians, though. They don't have much in the way of either. So Juan rolls only a 9. You have to beat, this is athletics for you.
Okay.
You have to beat 9.
All right. Come on, 10. 14.
Okay. So you grabbed one by the scruff of the neck, okay? And now Manuel, the other rolls 3. You got to beat 3.
Come on, 4. 15.
Right. Now, last thing, 1 attack roll.
Okay. What do I do for attack here?
Let's just use like a melee attack. Like rapier is fine.
Rapier. Okay, that's fine. Oh!
You clonk, and they just fall over. The waterbed kind of goes.
Beautiful. Sorry. All right. Now I want to search them for anything that might be useful for
popping open this door. They don't have much. They have Chippendale Speedos and bow ties.
Sweet.
So not much places to look.
Oh my god.
You make an investigation rule.
Yeah. 9.
You have to do some digging, some serious digging. but you recognize that they wouldn't be locked in. They work here. They wouldn't be locked in here.
Right.
So you use that knowledge and your, you know, expertise in this particular area to in to investigate, and you manage to find a small, sort of very uniform, almost like a just like a rectangle. Like it doesn't have any teeth or anything like that, but it's for jimmying open the door from this side.
Okay. I jimmy open the door from this side.
Right. Very nice. You open the door. Diagonal right. Yeah. Rest of the party. Gormung, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, like, Grant has run off because he's a fucking baby. And he didn't even take Drimbor with him. So I guess I have to, like...
Your life is forfeit, says somebody from the down the hallway.
Yeah, well, your mother smells of tuna.
I'm gonna, like, try and, like, block them from leaving.
Okay.
That's
so you brace yourself, set to receive a charge.
Well, not so much that, but more like sabotage a doorway or something like that. You know, like...
Okay, so the only doorway between... so this is all empty, like, hallway until you get back to the stairs where the ogre was.
Okay, can I, like, destroy the stairs?
How would you attempt to do that?
What are they made out of? Stone?
No.
God, I wish I had some magic, you know? I'd be able to fucking do some shit here, but,
Yeah, weird.
Mm.
Graham, the slime trap that we went past...
Slime?
Even well, yeah, the... It, was that just, like, a cage that would come down? Like,
palaces, like that first dungeon.
Yeah. But I've disarmed it, right? So I can't trigger it?
You could rearm it, but it would take another sleight of hand.
I'll rearm it.
All right.
When I get the when I go past it, obviously.
Yeah, do it now.
Okay. Twelve.
12. You succeeded so well in disarming it previously. You don't think you have enough time, but guys, I'm very sorry. I have to take an emergency invoke an emergency break. Right. And I'm very sorry. There's the ogre's corpse and the secret door, sort of the sliding secret door.
I just smash straight through.
Okay, fine. Gormung, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, I guess the only thing I can do is, like, maybe... Oh, God, I don't fucking...
You can buy me some time to escape.
Could you maybe, like, be a hero like you're supposed to be once in a while?
I don't believe I ever... that's not in my contract. There's no like.
Yes, it here. Is. Oh, anyway.
It was. They're not. As far as I'm concerned, you're not under contract anymore.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm still with Grant. To be honest with you, he's very unreliable in combat. So yeah, I'll.
He's very reliable at being unreliable. You can always count on him to run away when it matters.
Don't fucking say that. That's like the Addams Family, like, well, technically you failed at failing, and it's like, oh my god, you're right. I did fail. You
can count on me every time to be very predictable.
But what was it? It was like the dad tried to fail so much, but he couldn't fail. It's like, well, you failed.
No, that was Pirates of the Caribbean. You can always rely on the crazy to be... crazy.
All right. I mean, I guess realistically, like what I'm trying to do is just take Drimbor out. Right. I mean, that's all I have left at this point, since my allies seem to have left me, and I'm not going to be able to take
him out.
I've been with you the entire time.
I mean...
Do you mean kill him or carry him away?
What do you think?
Well, you're saying you wanted to eat him.
You did say that.
It was a jest.
I mean, you could, right. Well, I'm right there in your arms. You could just like take a nibble out of my shoulder or something.
In my experience, Gormung is not very funny, so...
Yeah, right, well, I mean, you've never been very funny, so... Got him. I mean, I want to leave with Drimble. Yeah.
All right. Running back out the main stairs, back to the main floor of the moat house. There's Gunter.
Hey, Gunter.
Yeah. Easy enough at that point for you guys to either bar a door or destroy the drawbridge or make some sort of obstacle to try and halt the advancing bugbear detachment. What do you guys want to do to stop that?
I mean, I know what Grant's doing, which is literally nothing, but
No.
Now that I have, another a person to help me, aka, Gunther, who can be relied on, unlike...
I'm actually making a sandwich for Gormung for after he's done with this, just bit of frog.
I'm going to wait there with Gunther, and we're gonna wait our adversaries. I'm gonna put Drimbor in a place where he can't be harmed.
Okay.
Special and place. I'm gonna do my best to rest in that interim, if you allow me, Graham. Like a short rest. I don't know how long it's gonna take them to get here. But you advise me.
They were probably double time, so you're looking at 5 minutes, maybe.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, in that case, with that hindsight, I will attempt to ambush the first comer buys.
All right. So you're waiting at the main stairs.
Yeah, and I would maybe advise Gunther to do the same.
You hear their battle cry.
Once again, his common is a little shaky at best, but you kind of demonstrate and he catches the drift.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Diagonal white. Gags, you emerge from the bedchamber into what appears to be a staging area for a war. You've got halflings and gnomes all over the place, strapping on armor, getting weapons to get, doing all their weapons and whatnot. These look like battle-hardened, battle-ready characters. If you recall, last time we took a major jump in time.
Mm-hmm.
Curious, this gag order guild has taken a lot of time to get their stuff together and get in line. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Commanding all these people, you see, is a huge, burly, top-heavy, huge chest, huge muscles, just. Almost like cartoonishly out of proportion, sort of like a barbarian type character, but it's very clear to you based on your perception, he looks like an elf, but he's ripped.
Hey guys, what you doing?
And everything stops and they look at you and like a glass falls off the table.
Well,
The huge, strong elf looks at you, and it looks exactly like Drimbor.
Exactly like Drimbor?
Yeah, they just cut. Super strong and super handsome.
Hey, I want to call you Drimbor too.
Like the number two, not two.
Okay.
And I took one of the spritzers with me, and I like glisten his chest.
And wait here.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you, wait.
What are we waiting for?
Here, actually, you know what? I got something here for you. I got a suit of armor here for you. I got some magic weapons for you. Put these on there. There you go. And they turn you into a soldier, so you're indistinguishable from all the other gnomes.
Perfect.
Great, awesome. Says, all right, are you ready to fight for the cause?
What's the cause?
Exactly. Let's go.
Yeah!
Okay, good. As you're walking, Gags, as you're walking in line with the rest of these soldiers at the end of the line, you are very startled when all of a sudden a pair of eyes open out of the wall next to you.
Okay.
And a human-sized figure steps out of the wall. And he's painted exactly like the stone. An excruciating amount of detailed work to succeed at stealth all the time.
I lick my finger and smudge the paint.
Yeah, you smudge the paint and you can see it looks just like Grant under there.
Oh my god. I'm gonna call you Grant too.
And he's and then he just kind of ignores you, and then he takes his cloak and wraps it around him, and then he vanishes in stealth.
I clap.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And then the person behind you, you're walking along, the person behind you says, all right, you're going to have to calm down. Mm-hmm. It's just a gnome, another gnome.
Oh.
And at that point, in the middle of the room, sort of the huge burly elf, the very stealthy human, and a sort of halfling-sized half-orc shows up, and they appear to be conversing about something and pointing at you, and then they run off some other direction while the soldiers and the line that you're in are taking a hard left, apparently through a secret entrance.
Okay. Can I roll for stealth and try to peel off?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
You'll have your cloak.
Yep. Boop. 14.
All right. Total disadvantage. Okay, as far as anybody can tell, you nobody like makes any overt notice of you.
Nice.
So maybe okay. You're like against the wall, but the so-called mega party appears to they run off down another side passage. This room you're in is like a it's sort of an oblong shaped room. It's kind of an L shape, and there is a long hallway that cuts left. And goes out through like a side secret exit out the side of a hill. So just like outside.
Okay.
The other ways to go, apparently the door that the opposite party went through leads back to what you would recognize as the original passageway you guys didn't go down.
Okay.
So you think you can find your way back.
I'm going to follow stealthily behind the Nega party.
Right. Sounds good. They're moving relatively slowly. They're walking at a regular pace. The small halfling sized, the quarter orc. He appears to understand the joke now. He appears woefully incompetent, and nobody likes him that much. The super stealthy human constantly repainting his face so that he blends in with super stealth all the time. Yeah, no, he's like, it's kind of like in those movies where he's bathed entirely in black, but the slits of his eyes are red. That's it. and then the super burly elf. It doesn't appear particularly graceful or anything, and he's extremely talkative, and he just like dominates the conversation.
They're
moving relatively slow pace. It's easy enough to catch up. Go ahead and make. I want to make two more stealth checks just so we can kind of average out.
Okay.
However, they are not moving back towards where you know the original fork to be. They're moving a different way. They're taking a left out of the barracks down a mysterious hallway that you've not been to.
Yeah, the left side, which we would have been.
What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find the bugbear army or garrison or whatever you want to call it.
Okay. Maybe you're going to go back to the original junction, peel off away from the...
Okay. Yes.
Okay. There you go. You actually, when you get to the original fork, you see the rear of the bugbear army going out and up.
Okay. I sort of, so I've got my, my cloak and it has the hood on it, right? So I sort of like half shade my face with it, right? Okay. And I say, "And just where do you think you're going?"
Oh, I see. Okay, how about deception?
Yes.
Oh.
Perfect.
The shamans at the back of the party turn around and look at you. And, they make like a bark, like a yipping sound or kind of like a growling sound. Mm-hmm. And the two near most rank turn around to about face this new threat that's appeared. Your deception is nowhere near good enough for them to be able to tell. So they can tell that you are not their boss. And you know, that will occur shortly. But you hear echoing down the hallway from which you didn't come. You hear, "You lost him?" Diagonal light. Gormung, you're waiting in ambush.
Yeah.
You hear footsteps.
Okay.
Marching.
Whoever comes out, I'm attacking.
Gag steps out of the shadows.
Yeah.
I mean, if he does, he's going to get a fucking axe to the face. So.
All right. So the door is... You hear the hand, somebody go for the handle. Door swings open.
Okay. Axe comes down.
All right.
Wow.
Boom. Shield was out. He was ready for it. Shield was out, deflected. And that was the guy you've been beating on this whole time.
I'd also like to take, you know, could I be in...
Prize round?
Oh, wait, you're fighting? No, I don't believe you. I think you're halfway into the town. You found a bar. You're having a drink. That's what I think's happening.
At the same
you're
time...
You're having a good stabbing.
Same time, Gunter has missed his attack as well.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if you feel that I would be off somewhere else.
Oh, then... yeah, 100%, man.
Yeah, it's up to you, Grant. Don't listen to him.
I mean, I was running away from an untenable situation. When we have the ambush, this feels a bit safer, so...
Fair enough. You can be on top of... So the moat house does have some parapet left, so you maybe climb up there and get a vantage point.
Would you want me to roll something for that, or...?
No, there are actually stairs somewhere around here. Okay. You guys haven't really explored much, but there are open stairs to the top.
Yeah, okay. So, 24.
There you go. That hits.
This is actually an automatic crit because of your assassination talent tree. As it's a part of the surprise round, you have advantage on the surprise roll, and any hit is an automatic crit.
Oh.
And targets unaware of your presence.
In any case.
So,
it was enough to kill it, so no matter what happens.
Oh. You know,
just...
little overkill. Just a little.
Got him.
The main problem with this particular hallway, this stairwell is only about 6 feet across, so you're getting one guy at a time. However, let's all roll for initiative. Gags, you two.
On it.
18. Pretty solid.
I just shout down, like, "Come on, can you get me that ear, please, for my collection?"
You guys have fun.
Damn.
Grant, what do you want to do?
So the next bugbear.
Yeah, goes down. You see the second guy.
Is he in combat with Gormung?
He's not adjacent.
Okay, would I be able to hold my action? Like my attack until he is.
Yeah, sure.
So basically, yeah, I'm just holding my attack until he gets into into combat with Gormung.
All right. Well, it's sort of a weird thing because Gormung is going to be at 10-foot range anyway.
Not five foot.
Oh, yeah, 5 foot. You're using axe, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so Gormung, it's your round.
Mm-hmm. I step into the doorway and start slashing.
All right.
15?
No, not enough.
That's good.
Yes. All right. So you're just like chopping down the stairs?
Yeah, pretty much. This is now 6 foot across, right? Or whatever. Yeah. So it's one person at a thing. So yeah,
yep.
I'm cutting my way downtown, walking fast, take this pass and I'm homebound.
Gags, what do you do? You've got two shots and two warriors.
All right, I say, follow me! And I start running towards the Nega party.
Okay. Sounds good. The bugbears. The two shamans and the two soldiers will run after you in chase.
Okay.
Gormung, they're sort of seeing what's going down. They see what's happening. The one who's in the lead, the bugbear in the lead, will... first of all, they will all move forward. So the line, it's you, and then bugbear all the way down adjacent, okay?
Bugbears all the way down.
Okay.
Yeah. The lead bugbear will take the dodge action. He's got a shield out. He's ready to dodge, okay? So disadvantage. Meanwhile, the one who's behind him will attack with the long spear from behind. He's going to, like, go up through the legs. He's like, yeah, yeah, trying to kill you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's 21 hits, right?
Yeah, that's a hit.
15 piercing damage.
Man, these guys are pretty savage.
Yep. These are trained soldiers, some sort of bizarre monster army.
Okay.
Okay, but that's all they can do because they're now in single file.
Mm-hmm.
But you are taking disadvantage on those attacks. Grant, what do you do?
I will shoot at the one in combat with...
I guess you're also disadvantaged, right?
I guess, yeah.
Hmm?
Dodge action? Well, is that everybody?
Dodge action, I believe, is for, like, melee and...
I did also get a 21 and a 22, so...
Yeah, in any case.
Yeah,
okay. That is...
Big sneak attack.
19.
Okay. Okay, doing math. All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Gormung.
Does axe guy get a chance to do some stuff here, or does he have reach on his thing?
Oh, Minotaur. He can throw his knives, so maybe if you want him to do that, he can do that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, that's one attack, two attacks. First one was a natural one, second one is a 13, which misses. You guys, so Gunter is not a combatant. He's a farmer. He can do hand-to-hand stuff, and he can grapple and stuff like that.
Well, so, I mean, ideally, I want him to be engaging in combat in case I need to, like, you know, fall back or whatever.
Yeah, and he can do that. He is tough. He has a lot of endurance.
Yeah, so I'm okay with him just, like, following up behind. He doesn't necessarily have to be, like, successful in combat. I just need a fail safe because, you know, it's sure as fuck not going to be Grant, so...
Fair enough. Gormung.
Yep. I'm coming down on these bug... Jesus Christ, come on. Give me something I can work with here.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, 21 again.
Okay. All set. He's still alive, that bleed one. He's taking blows on the shield. He feels his, like, forearm cracking under the stress.
Mm-hmm.
Gags.
Do I see the Nega party?
No, in fact, you're not sure where they went. At this particular time, you're in an open room with three ways to... well, really, doors in each of the cardinal directions. Back the way you came, back towards the barracks... and then two ways that you're not sure where they go yet. As far as you know, the party went down, you know, choice C.
Yeah, I'm gonna go the way that I think that the Nega party most likely went. and I'm going to be shouting for them the whole time. Like, Drimbor 2! Grant 2!
All right.
Baby Goma!
I want you to make a survival check for tracking.
Oh, no. Okay.
Because when you're going to come to another Y junction. No. Great. Sounds good. The bugbears. The shamans. It would appear that once you go down this second hallway to try and get to the Nega Party, the shamans kind of like stop, kind of like do that cartoonish like skitter to a stop, like they're scared of something. And the two soldier bugbears will stop with them. They're the leaders. And they will stop and they will start to move back towards the open area away from you. Whatever it is, maybe it's you, maybe it's not you, but they are not moving any forward.
It's totally me.
Okay. Gormung, the guy who has the shield, who you've been fighting, is going to bark some orders, kind of give some goblinoid orders. And everybody's going to start moving backwards. He's going to take the disengage action.
Mm-hmm. And everybody's going to... Yeah, that's fine against me, because the only time that doesn't work is with Polearm Master, so...
Sure.
Yeah.
So these guys are all going to move back 10 feet, and that's all he can do. He took the disengage action, so he can't take the dodge action. But they are 10 feet down the stairs now, aware of your game, so to speak. Grant, what do you want
to
do?
Do they set to receive a charge or anything like that?
If that would be the same as a sort of a dodge action. So since he took the disengage, he can't really do any of that.
I mean, the guy behind him with the spear.
I suppose technically they would all in turn take the dodge action. They all get an action, so they might as well all take the held action. Mm-hmm. To attack if the guy in front of them goes down.
Okay. All right.
So, can I still see them, or will I now need to...
You're pretty... It's pretty shadowy down there, but it's a 6-foot hallway. There's not much places to... You can shoot for the hallway and probably hit something.
I'll take a shot and then move down towards the door.
All right.
So.
No.
How is a natural one?
Snap. Your bowstring is snapped in half.
Drimbor!
I mean, he died on the front lines.
You could use my bow.
Is it a short bow?
No, it's a long bow.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to move down to Drimbor and take his bow.
All right, you're just gonna leap down into the swamp.
Yeah. I kind of feel like we maybe did the thing where you try and make it seem like there's more people on your side to scare the enemy, and
we just got,
like, Drimbor is like a scarecrow.
Gormung, what do you want to do now?
Tactically.
Battle, not something you've seen in the dungeon quite
yet. Yeah, I just sort of just stand there and just wait for them.
Okay.
Like, I'm not gonna come after them. Well, you know what I do, Graham?
Yeah.
I'm gonna just overhand, double hand, like, throw my axe.
Oh, at
the first guy. Yeah. So what do I need to roll to do that?
It's just a strength. Let's just make it normal. It's fine.
Normal strength? Or normal attack?
Like a normal attack. You're an Eldritch Knight. You've done this before.
Yeah, yeah. 17?
Just enough.
21?
Damage. You overhand the axe. It goes end over end one time. Cracks his shield in half into his face. Through the brain, falls over dead.
Yeah, and then I do as I start to stalk down, I take another 5-foot step down, and I wiggle my fingers, and the axe just sort of drops into my hand. I'm just like, "You ready to dance, motherfuckers?"
Grant's like, "You stole my kill, asshole."
Yeah, it's what I was.
Yeah.
Gunter will guard the door. Gags.
Yes. I gotten myself into now?
Who knows? As far as you know, you kind of go down the hallway. There's another Y junction, like I said. There's a small stairwell that leads down into sort of like a room of water, or so it seems. And then, as far as you know, there's another way to go, but you have no way of knowing which way the mega party went with that Metro one.
I'm gonna go not towards the water.
Okay, fine. So you move down down a hallway. You're alone now, so do you just keep going?
I don't hear anything.
You want to make a perception?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is perception? There it is. 14. Let's think. You hear chit chat from a room down at the end of this hallway. Seems like Nigga Gags and the Nigga Gormung.
Yeah, I'm headed towards them.
All right.
Sounds good. Why do you have to be so rippling and intense?
Says baby Gormung to Gags.
I just want to, you know, walk around the world and collect tea peacefully.
Right, yeah. As you're walking down, you're doing your best to perceive, but you quickly realize that it wasn't enough because something bad happens.
As it does.
Dropping from the ceiling in offense is a stone-colored man who, because you are unaware of his presence, and because he is a rogue, just like Grant is, this is going to be one of those fancy assassination attempts. Okay. I assume 27 hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a crit then, right? From assassination.
Yeah, that's a crit.
Let's roll this handful of d6s.
I mean, I only have 7 hit points, Graham.
All right.
it might be an outright kill.
Yeah.
How does 40 points of damage treat you?
I'm knocked out, but that is one less than my max. My max is 48. I'm at 7. So I'm unconscious.
All right. You realize you done goofed whenever the steel goes right in between several of your vertebrae and splits them in half. and you black out. All right. As far as you know, you're still alive, but who knows? The bugbears. Gormung, these guys are beginning to retreat. There are only two of them, because two of them went with the shamans. Mm-hmm. Two of them are dead, two of them are here. So they're going to retreat. Even with their number advantage, they're not sure they can beat you in such tight quarters. So they're going
to... Oh, where are you going? You don't want to play anymore? Come on.
They're going to... beat their full movement, which is 30 feet, and get, I think it's 30 feet. Sure it is. And get out of there. Grant, what do you want to do?
I'm going to take Durimbor's bow. And
you look up, you don't see any enemies.
Got him.
Except a rather menacing looking butterfly.
I eat the butterfly.
gain its powers.
Gormung?
What?
Do you need help?
Funny you should ask that now after everything's done and gone.
Have they gone?
Yes.
Oh. I sit down.
Okay. Great. Gormung.
Mm-hmm. I watch them retreat.
Okay, they retreat. right. As the combat ends, you guys can take that short rest you were after.
Great. Perfect.
As far as you know, for the time being. However, Grant, with your incredible passive perception, you do see something off in the distance. It appears to be a line of children that are in armor and weapons marching towards town, towards the port.
Yeah. Go among.
Mm-hmm.
They're children attacking the town.
Are you an idiot or just racist?
I don't know.
Okay. I feel like I just got stabbed by a spear through the face.
Hey, Durimbo.
Oh, good. Where is my bow?
I saved you.
Have it. You saved me? Yeah. You took my bow? Why would you do that?
Well, things happened. It was your fault. Don't worry about it.
I'm tired.
It's not
Can I take this short rest to repair my bow, maybe?
Yeah, it's easy enough to restring a bow, yeah.
Okay, cool. What do I roll, by the way? Sorry, I think, is it 1d?
You don't know your own hit die?
You have a d8.
Oh, d8, yeah, there you go.
If you click your hit die, it'll allow you to choose rogue hit die.
Oh.
Okay, you regain 7. I will gain 3. Mm. I'll just use my other fighter one. 11, okay.
Nice.
14. And now I have a bunch of wizard ones.
Great.
Alright, how many has that been? That's been 4.
Wow. Man, I must have done some pretty good rolls because it took me 4 die to get back up to 97 HP.
Yeah, it's taking me all of my... okay, I have 1 left.
Wow, really? Jesus Christ, man.
I rolled poorly.
Yeah, but that means you should have very little health to, like, fill up.
Well, a wizard die is only a d6.
Yeah, but that's where all your health d6 came from.
Yeah. Well, what little of my health came from.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, I'm back in fighting shape. I feel great.
Where's Gags?
Where is Gags?
You were with him, Grant. You tell us. We haven't seen him.
He disappeared.
What do you mean he disappeared?
As you say that, the door, which the bugbears were previously in, opens up, and there's Gags. There he is.
Gags. Hey, buddy.
Hello!
You okay?
He looks healthy and happy.
Never been better.
How did you where'd you go?
I just walked out.
From all the huh?
Mega Gax thinks he's so great. He had me in this waterbed prison. Getting glistened down by Juan and Manuel.
Did you lick him again?
I mean, wouldn't you?
No.
No. You were saying something about children attacking a town?
Yeah, it's kids attacking the town. Don't worry about it.
That's probably halflings, and you're a fucking idiot.
Why would there be halflings attacking the town? Gags? Do you know anything about the halflings attacking the town?
No, why would halflings be attacking the town?
Right? It's probably kids.
Doesn't make any sense.
Kids make less sense, so.
I'm not sure about that. Kids are shifty. You can't trust them.
They are evil little creatures. I'll give you that.
I used to get beat up on the playground all the time.
I believe that.
Where are they coming from, Eagle Eye?
Yeah, that's a good.
Do we need to have that talk about those birds and the bees and storks and stuff?
Shut the fuck up and tell me where they're marching from.
Oh, yes. That's what he meant. That's what I meant, too.
Yeah, it appears it's very clear at this point now. There's an auxiliary cave exit from the dungeon.
Oh.
Well, I believe clearly. There's an auxiliary cave exit from the dungeon, Gormong.
So, I mean, if Nega Gags is here, then clearly his halfling empire army is here as well. And let's assume that those monsters are
what, a part of his entourage? I mean, that ogre was being paid, so it only makes sense, right?
Gags, you spoke to him, right?
Well, yeah. He pulled me through the portal.
Right, that makes sense. Wait, he has... If his whole stick is to get back to his home plane, why can't he just travel there if he has the ability to open portals wherever he wants?
Well, maybe he can only open up portals in the plane that he's
anyway,
in.
Anyway, let's walk and talk because we gotta make sure that...
safe.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's our...
Because job. We're good people.
You do remember you work for the guards. You work for the Iron Wolf.
This and is you his mentioned kingdom. You mentioned that we're out of jurisdiction, so...
Yes, but we still have to work. I just can't arrest them.
How do you sleep at night? And don't say well, happily, because...
Destroyed.
That's right. I am curious, how do you sleep? Are you like a cat? You just like find the nearest flat space and you just curl up on it?
I make sure that I sleep with one eye open.
You do not. I've heard you snore before.
You can snore with one eye open, woman.
He probably has a lot of traps. I'm guessing.
Yeah, I do.
He likes those trap things.
What's the line of seemingly children finishes moving out? You guys see...
we're making our way back to town as we're talking.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But they're kind of making the long way. They're not moving to town. They're moving just down to get to the port. They're all like marching on the town in offense.
They're not sitting with torches and raised
marching weapons. To the but at the end of that line, there are three cloaked figures of varying sizes. And they have like what appears to be like a sack of potatoes or flour or something over one shoulder. And they are kind of corralling this line, caboosing this line.
Those other three don't look like halflings.
Gags?
Yeah?
Can you prove you're really Gags?
Well, of course. I'm immortal, right?
Good point. So if I stab you, you won't die.
Well, why would you do that?
Is he your friend?
Well, I mean, like, look, okay, I like the guy. He's in pat him on the head. He's a lovely dude. Mm-hmm. He disappeared with evil
Gags.
Okay, so if we're going to assume that there are plenty of times where you've run off by yourself and then come back, we didn't question whether you were a spawn of hell.
Yeah.
I have my suspicion that you might be.
I could be.
Then sure. Maybe you should stab yourself.
It is perfect.
Preferably in the throat, you know, so that...
I don't make any claims to immortality, hence the running away on repeated occasions.
All I know is that Nega Gags, in his infinite wisdom and kindness, pulled me away from the bugbears, nursed me back to health, Water Man Wilk listened to me, I got up, walked at Water Manuel, the glisteners.
Of course.
I walked out and found my way back out of the dungeon.
That's a good reason.
I wanted to get back to you guys. I figured you needed some sort of help.
No, it's nice to have you back, but I don't trust evil Gags. And...
Well, we've seen evil Gags. Evil Gags looks... The complete opposite of Gags.
So here's the thing, buddy.
But he's...
I trust him. So if you're going to do anything to him, you're going to have to first do it to me.
No.
And I have no problems whatsoever removing your head from your shoulders. So
I'm not suggesting that we do anything to him. All I'm saying is it would be nice for him to like... Oh, all we need is... I don't know, what's something that only Gags would know?
He's missing an ear. Nega Gags had both his ears. It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, see one ear.
Can I? You guys want to chop off his ear just to try to?
I poke the hole just to make sure it's a real hole.
I think you should ask for permission before you poke someone's hole.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. All right, consent is required.
Right. We should. Well, it doesn't look like they're attacking the town. They're Looks like going out to the ship. Oh, that, yeah, if that's Gag's ship and that's Gag's men, they're just going to the...
Gags, I have a question for you. In your time spent below, did you happen to see any, like, bugbears as a part of his army or anything like that?
Oh, not so much bugbears. I mean, I know, so he has the gag order.
Mm-hmm. Which is the little ones over there.
Yeah.
But what about the other one? Are those bugbears in the cloak behind him?
I mean, it could be. That nigga gags is pretty powerful.
Hey, Grant. He had that ogre.
He has Grant. A lot of money.
On that Grant. Point, you got money.
Grant, I know this sounds weird. What is your passive investigation?
How do you find that?
It's just the bonus on it.
What's your bonus? Alright. Never mind. Continue.
I thought I noticed something for a moment. Turns out I didn't.
Was it that little frog again?
I think it was, yeah.
He's following
me. He's been following me since I got
I hate frogs!
Yeah, we know. Right, well, it looks like they're just gonna go out to the ship. Maybe, Gags, if you're such on good terms with Nigger Gags, maybe we can ask him to take Gunther home.
Listen.
If he's got that army to escort him.
I think, honestly, what we need to do is go back to our officer and report what we've seen, because that's all we're required to do. And honestly speaking, we should try and get back before this army attacks them. Maybe make as fast of action as we can, get our horses and go. Yeah?
That sounds like a good idea.
There's no sea access to Barth.
Yes, but we need to report what we've found so that message can spread about Nega Gags and his dumb halfling army.
Or children army.
It's halflings, okay?
I mean,
I kind of wish you'd get lost and then would have to question your authenticity when you come back so that maybe we could have a chance of actually silencing you forever, but maybe I'm just wishing too much, you know?
I mean, if I disappear and then come back under suspicious circumstances, you should 100% be suspicious of me.
Very well, next time you disappear, I will be suspicious of you, as you were commanded. I give, like, a mocking salute and...
Right. So, okay.
That's all then.
Yeah, we're told to go into the moat house, but
we've repelled. We have a man who literally talked to their commanding people, and he can give his report, and I feel that will be sufficient. And honestly speaking, I do not wish to go down there again and face an entire army with, a half-orc, half a man, and a full gnome with an elf.
Well, the army's leaving. It should be easy now. It shouldn't be anyone left.
Yes, but what if we need to report about the army as the important factor?
We can just call Jeff. Jeff can do it for us.
Well,
I'm pretty sure Jeff is dead because he never came back with anything.
No, Jeff can't die. It's impossible for Jeff to die.
Well, what about this? What if we just stop the army before it ever gets there?
We don't know where it's going.
Well, so when Nega Gax had me, I had a few minutes alone with him. And what a few minutes
I don't really want to know.
It was amazing.
Okay. Still not ready.
All right.
Get to the point, Gags.
Yeah. I don't want visual images.
Actually, no. Get to the show. No, hang on.
Get to the end. Not the ending.
Get to the thrust. Get to the thrust.
No. Thrust. We don't want the thrust either.
Get to the meat and potatoes. No, not the meat and potatoes.
Get to the issue at hand. Get to the issue at hand. There we go.
Yeah.
So, I had a few minutes alone with him. He has unbelievable wealth. He's been traveling all over our plane, gathering resources and money. I think if we take the time to report back to the authorities in Barth, it'll be too late. Now,
but where was Nega the attack?
Left me alone. Well, Nega Gags left me alone with Juan and Manuel. You know, the glisteners, fantastic guys, the best guys.
Salt of the Earth.
And I was able to use my amazing charisma and powers apart.
Okay. You had those.
To find out a way onto his ship in a good spot to lie in wait and ambush.
You do realize we're like more than just a half a gnome. I mean, we've got at least like a half human, an elf, and a half orc to go on, you know?
And the Minotaur.
He's a little hard to hide, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, it's underneath the hold. There's actually a secret hatch below the captain's chambers that leads into the hold. If we can get there before the army,
they're already at the
town. Put ourselves in wait, we can get there. Believe me, we can. And we lie in wait, we can actually sneak up into the captain's chambers and take down Negagags for good.
I thought you liked Negagags. Why do you want to take them out?
Why do you want to take them out now?
That seems
the Well, but you all know, that the farther away he gets from me, the less of a hold his power has on me.
That's true.
So he's nowhere near
you. You want to get closer to him.
Well, I think if I'm with you guys, you'll keep me in check. Right, Gormon?
Yes. I mean, how are we going to beat an army that's basically on the doorstep of that town now?
They've got to pack up their gear. They've got to get a bunch of little boats all together. It's going to take them time to organize to get up to the ship. I think if we grab a little fishing boat, anything, and get out to the ship, we'll get there before them.
And mission to deliver the message, what of that?
Well, if we stop the army from carrying out whatever it is they're planning to do, we won't even have to.
Do you even know what it is that they're planning on doing? You know so much, but
we can always find out.
I guess
I didn't have time. I had to get back to you guys.
I guess that's the missing part of the key, right? We don't know what this army's for. It could be humanitarian, but I highly doubt it.
I don't think it's humanitarian.
How about I go out and do a little reconnaissance?
Are you kidding me? I couldn't trust you as far as I throw you, and I can throw you pretty fucking far.
Well, so you can trust me pretty fucking far then?
No.
He's got a point.
What I'm saying is I'd love to throw you off this cliff.
Right. Noted. Well, if this happens, I will aim for a slug. Gax, why don't you give me that cloak?
We can perform the ritual of Jeff summoning.
I'll give it.
Jeff would deliver a message for us.
How about we all go? That way, we're not reliant on you fucking up things like you normally do, and then we have to come save you like we normally do.
We can support each other, just like always.
Exactly. Well, I mean, exactly.
I mean, you know, it just seems like a
what? Say
more
it.
Of a one-man job. Like if we're not gonna do the actual attacking and assaulting, then maybe getting a little bit more information wouldn't be a terrible idea.
Well, here's the thing: you're gonna be on a ship, right?
Right.
That ship will leave. What then? You're going to swim back to the fucking shore and tell us, hey, they're going to this place, and then we don't have a ship to go to that place?
Interesting.
I'll tell you what, I'll remove my elvish cloak, and I'll look at Grant with, like, big puppy dog eyes and say,
this cloak, in the last hour that I've had this, has meant a lot to me. I'm still here because of it. And I'm gonna want it back when you're done with it.
Well, then here don't you give go. It. Just don't give it to him. Okay, he gave it to him.
And I give it to him.
Nope. No.
Thank you.
I don't like it. The cloak color clashes with his skin tone.
I don't like it because it's not gonna make him any better at what he's. It's not gonna make him any better.
It might. I don't know. I mean, it's elven made, high quality, great stuff.
Okay, so we're running down the clock here, really, for our options. Do we want to do anything with this town?
The stowaway idea is a good idea. Let's just do that.
I give the cloak back to Gax.
Well, Gormung, do you still want to go? Gormung, do you still want to go back to Barth, or maybe Drimborn? I could go, and you and Grant could ambush. Maybe a smaller party is not a bad idea.
I really don't want to be in a tight space with Grant.
I can handle Grant for a little bit of time.
Okay.
He's done it before.
And
we didn't burn the church down.
It's true.
All the villagers are still alive.
So what would you suggest that you two would do then? Would you go back to Barth?
I'll be granted the cloak, and Grant and I will stow away on the ship.
And how are you going to get a message to us? What that?
Call Jeff.
Jeff is not an option here, honestly.
Jeff never lets me down.
Yeah, you got the t-shirt, you got the
I have like the official Jeff fan club like pendant necklace.
It's like burning Jeff a hole in your shirt right now. So it's like okay.
It burns bright when Jeff is near.
Tuned to one animal. Yeah, it's sort of like I nodded that. I was like, be safe to Rimbor. And when you get an opportunity, maybe push Grant overboard.
I think he can swim.
I can swim.
I highly doubt that. I've seen the man try and drink a soup before. It's like all over his face and chest and stuff. So
that's how you're supposed to drink soup.
Soup is very similar to a large body of water.
I mean, what I'm trying to say is you could drown in a bowl of soup.
I see. I understand.
Yes.
You meant to,
It was an insult. Okay, yeah, granted. It's a very bad one, in fact. And
isn't every single thing you say to me an insult, basically?
I mean, it didn't used to be that way, but your incompetence certainly leads towards that. Anyway, go before I change my mind and take your kneecaps.
Right. Gags, if you don't mind, I'll take the cloak.
Oh, okay. Just be careful with it.
Of course. It's oven made. High quality stuff. Nothing's going to happen to it.
I tell you what, we will leave your horses with the town. Say if you somehow manage to get off. Meet us in Barth, yes?
Of course. I'll make sure Jeff knows.
I 100% trust the townspeople to look after our horses.
I trust them more than I trust
you. We can send Jeff your way once we get to town.
Maybe. Maybe. Let's go. Maybe. Yeah, right. Away.
All right. Away! Drimbor, once you guys get about halfway towards the shore, I imagine some thoughts are going through your head, specifically getting that magic back.
Yeah. I'm rubbing the cloak. I'm like, yeah, it's got that, feel to it.
Satin sheets.
Yeah, I'm just like feeling, I'm just like,
staticky.
Yeah, I'm just like, no, I must resist. I have to be strong.
So it's really easy for you guys to run down to the shore, steal a boat, and row out there. Nobody actually even bothers you or stops you because it's really like, it seems to be afternoon or evening worship time, so nobody around. Except for the people of the old faith, don't forget.
Yeah. Grant, you want to help me row?
You're doing fine.
I'm not the strongest man.
Well, you're doing fine.
I'm getting really tired.
Put your back, it's like, use your shoulder.
Just take one of them. There's plenty of room.
I take it all, and I just...
There's not a lot of places to hide out in the middle of the ocean, so as you guys row the ship, are you like going a long way around, or are you trying to get in with the soldiers' line, or...?
Well, right now we're not moving much, since we're going to the circle, Grant. You have to paddle harder.
Well, okay, I paddle harder in the same one direction.
Okay, all right. We're making progress. I'll adjust to your rowing.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yep. Okay, we're good. Right. We don't look like halflings. I don't think we can sneak in with soldiers.
That's why you're stealthy.
So,
well, maybe some swimming have to be involved.
Yeah.
You said you could swim, right?
I can swim, probably.
Can you swim quietly? Can you swim quietly?
I love stew.
I mean, growing up in the city as I did, there was it rained occasionally. I have the basic idea of what it means to be covered in water.
I've bathed once.
I've been in a bath before.
Just so to let you know, if you start drowning, I do not have the strength to save you. You will just drown.
Maybe we should have brought the half orc.
So we can dive in?
Dive in!
Athletics checks.
Oh, goody.
Yes!
Grant, even 10's enough to swim through relatively calm waters.
Okay? I like that he's like...
he's not battling.
And Durimbo's just like a fucking dolphin.
You guys make it to the ship. You're there at the bottom of the ship, like holding onto the ship's anchor chain.
We found the Anchorium.
Oh, dear.
Got it.
Right. So, there shouldn't be many people on the ship yet, but you should just be careful in case. You want to climb up there and take a peek. I'll wait right here.
You guys have been on the ship before, so you know exactly where to go. It's going to be a matter of stealth, though.
Okay. Let's do this. 21.
Like climbing up and barrel, hiding behind, and then hiding behind the pole that's way too small for you, and then diving into the cargo hold. There you are, amongst what appears to be various clothing, so like soft landing area. Durimbor.
23.
All right, same thing.
Yeah.
You follow suit. And you guys are both in the cargo hold, stowing away.
Right. So, wanna play a card game? We got time to kill.
There is one additional large crate here that wasn't here last time.
Oh.
It's huge. It takes up most of the cargo hold.
What is? How did I not notice this giant crate in front of me? What do you think could be in here? I'll give it a quick listen. Like,
okay.
No, I don't think anything's alive in there. Hey, you wanna break into it? This is evidence, so this isn't illegal.
I can't help but think that anything that Negagags has is going to be
Negarific.
A pain, at the least, and dangerous at best. I mean, you know, we're here to find out what they're doing, where they're going, that kind of thing.
Well, this might be a sign. This might be what they're doing. Okay. How can I even get this here, is the main thing.
Would you like to open it?
Sure, I guess. Okay. I have a crowbar.
I take a step back.
I don't want to quiet it. You wanna give it a go? I'm tired from all that rowing. You know, I'm sorry.
I was rowing too. You know, fine. All right.
Grant comes in, flippant attitude, and pulls way too hard. And there's a very loud snap sound as one of these heavy-duty planks of wood cracks in half, which allows you to see in, and you could even crawl in if you really wanted to.
I want
you guys to make unskilled intelligence checks to see what this apparatus is.
So that just means it's a D20 plus whatever it is that you got.
Or, you know what, I'll take Arcana also.
Oh, okay. So it's a plus 3, so it's a 12.
Sure, yeah. Arcana is not particularly applicable, but even still. Durimbor, there are three things in here in this large crate, and they appear to be, like, you see some writing on one side of the inside of the crate. It looks a dwarvish alphabet. Mm-hmm. Grant, you're looking at these things. One of them is this huge metal, sort of, it looks like, it would be a good facsimile. It looks almost like a giant bowl or tube or some sort of metal contraption. It's got these. It's got what appears to be a big glass. Sort of. I mean, at first blush, you think it's an eye, but it's got one glass piece, and it's got various propellers and valves and stuff on the outside, so it's all very bizarre. The second thing Grant recognizes just with your intelligence as a as two parts of a trebuchet that will need to be assembled when it gets to its destination. Okay. And the third thing is two parts of a siege tower that need to be put together. So these
Christ, how big is this box?
It's a
big box.
Big box. It had to be put into. It had to be put in sideways. They had to like hook it like a couch through a doorway. But yeah, in any case,
you had to take off the door.
But yeah, that loud snapping sound seems to have drawn some sort of attention. I need you guys to make more stealth checks.
Oh snap! I told you to do it quietly.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good thing I have that cloak.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Sort of an unnamed miscellaneous halfling kind of peers down in the cargo hold and says, hello? Anybody down there?
No bueno.
Superman not here.
No, I think.
So glad Gags isn't here.
Nothing. Shrug. All right, diagonal wipe. Gormung, Gags.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess we go collect our horses.
Okay.
And GTFO.
Yep.
All
right. Barth.
Yeah, along the road.
Yeah.
Safest path, I guess you should say.
Safest path, quickest path.
All right. That's fine. Once again, it's going to take you a few days. Okay, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do me a favor, Gormung? Can you roll me 8d10? Or just roll me 3d10. Just roll me 3d10.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
It's almost sundown anyway.
9, 2, 8.
You guys find no encounters or troubles between when it's time to make camp for the first night. It's nighttime. Do you want to try to press on and get lost, or do you want to stop?
I mean, we've ridden these roads before, have we not?
It's not. I said road. Road was not the right word. There's not really a road per se.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I mean, I think we should play it safe, right?
I mean, I guess so. Yeah, sure. We'll camp.
Okay, yeah, we'll set up camp.
Yep, set up camp. There it is. Watches?
Yeah, I guess so. Whatever we need to do to make a long rest happen.
All right, long rest.
How many hit die do you get back on a long rest?
All of them. Everything. No, I don't.
Half your max.
Half your max? So, okay, yeah, I get 4 back easy. Okay, cool. All right, yeah, morning time. Unless you want to, you know, send me some religious people who want to sell me brochures.
Let's think. Let's see what if anything happens. So who has first and second watch?
How fucked up on a scale from 1 to fucked up are you, Gags?
Pretty pretty fucked up.
All right, so I would have first watch.
That Gags, yeah, first watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Gags, do you sleep?
Yeah.
Okay, you sleep. All right, midnight comes. Time to switch.
Yep.
Okay, Gags, you're there alone. Nobody else around.
Cap. In the... You what?
Said you're there alone in the dark.
Yep.
Okay. It's getting closer to sunrise. The horses will need to be fed at some point.
Yeah.
So do you do anything?
Feed the horses.
Okay, sure. With?
Horse food.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
I make a omelet for each of them, Graham.
All right, very nice. The next day continues much like the first, much like the travel from the end of the first day. You managed to make relatively decent time. I don't know if you got, neither of you are particularly master horsemen, but...
I'm pretty good.
I mean, I have a pretty good animal handle. I think I have the highest wisdom out of everyone in the group, maybe. I think that's safe to say.
I'm 13. Yeah, you're higher than me, probably.
Yeah, I got an 18 wisdom, so...
Yeah, you're good.
You are higher than me.
Yeah.
So on the second night rolls around, rain comes.
Ew.
What do you do?
Keep going.
All right.
Yeah, let's keep going.
All right. You guys eventually make it to there's Barth on the horizon. Home, I guess, in some way.
Do you think those
boys are gonna come back?
Do you think those boys are gonna be all right?
Yeah, I think so. I think they'll be just fine.
Oh man, I tell you what, I don't really hate Grant, but goddamn, every time I see him, I just want to strangle the life out of him.
Well, you know they say. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
You mean I want to kill him more earnestly when I see him next, or?
I think you'll give him a big old hug.
He would have to be dying for me to hug him.
I think you'll give him a big old hug.
Okay. I'm not really the hugging type, but...
Oh, I thought it was more of Gag saying, like, yeah, he'll probably be dying.
All right. Diagonal white.
You got anything to do in this stupid ship?
At time at sea.
I'm bored. Yeah. I'm bored, Grant.
So,
we could set the ship on fire.
How will we get home then?
You're a pretty good paddler.
I am pretty good. Like, did you see me last night? I was like a fish. I was swimming.
Michael Phelps in your way.
Yeah. Like, if there was an alternate universe where they had like a tournament, like a sports tournament, though.
Yeah.
But they just competed against each other, and you had to like swim back and forth. I probably win like 13 gold medals.
And everyone would be really excited about it, and then it would turn out to be not that important, and no one would really care.
Yeah, no one would really care. Yeah. Like a few months afterwards.
Yeah.
Then I could do some like mildly illicit substance and. Would we sleep? Yeah. Well, I would meditate.
I don't normal. Think Grant would sleep, to be honest.
I need you guys to make 6 stealth checks apiece.
Okay.
All right. This
did all of the different various patrols and looks and all that kind of stuff over the entire journey.
One for Grant.
I mean, you could just count like both of the like.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
That's better. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, there's 4. So one more. Because you might get caught on your own. All right. 1, does.
Oh my god.
The rest.
I think you would have to re-roll that because I have advantage. Six, though,
well, you need to roll all yours because you have advantage.
Yeah.
All right. So
24,
17, 21,
20, 23, and 15. I got a 1. Yeah. So on at some point around the second night during some sort of routine patrol, two of the soldiers come down to the cargo hold for a little bit of canoitering.
Canoodling.
Hey man, you got your canoodle?
Yeah, I got my canoodle.
It's like, all right, shh, keep quiet. Don't want anyone else.
They start spinning their canoodles. Like, yeah.
Faster.
Dude, your canoodle is so much faster than my canoodle.
As Grant watches intently, he makes some sort of noise.
I thought that's
to his presence. And they come to investigate that particular time. One more stealth check to get out of it.
Wow. Hey man, I think that was a suspicious sea rat farting in the corner. I think.
Yeah. It's like the entirety of the ship in this area is wood, and they're like, it's probably just like, you know, some metal, like.
I like the idea that a guy's like,
not what I'm canoodling. Shoot.
So as far as you got yourself, 3 days goes by at sea.
Starving.
I'm getting really, really hungry.
I also, Grant hasn't slept because
paranoid. Look
You would have what do they call it?
Exhaustion.
Yeah. So if 3 days, if you haven't slept once, you would have second level exhaustion, I guess. Which means that you get disadvantage on all skill checks, I think it is.
Oh.
It's on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's everything. It's something messed up.
And in order to remove one level of exhaustion, you need to sleep. Here we go.
Disadvantage on ability checks and addition to speed hat.
Yep. So you can go 15 feet a turn.
Right, so
as far as you can tell, you guys are docked, and at this point, there's hustle and bustle going on outside.
Mm. Seems like things are moving. You want to, I think I'll go check. You should try to get some rest.
I'm fine.
You don't look fine at all.
No, I'm fine. I've got to stay alert. There are enemies everywhere.
Hey! you don't. I think you should go in the back corner and try to sleep it off.
What are you suggesting? Is there a trap back there? Are you trying to trick me?
You could set a trap if you want. Do you have traps on you? Did you swim with your traps?
I mean, I could probably shimmy something together.
You stay here. You shimmy. I'm gonna go explore. I'm gonna scout it out.
I'm gonna just lie down, but I'm gonna set up a few.
Are you sitting in the clothes in the big crate in what?
Clothes.
Okay, fine.
Got clothes, man.
At a certain point, the big winch comes through and begins to extricate the huge crate. And begins to take it.
Right.
What is this after Drimble went off to?
I don't know. It happens like almost immediately. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh crap. Grant, this is a bad plan, but it's a plan. I'm gonna try to crawl through the hole into the crate.
Okay. Cool. So you, because of all the noise outside, there's no need to stealth. You're fine anyway. It pulls you up and out like the claw game, and then over to
Grant.
Now, this is the most sprawling port that you've seen ever in your entire life. I want you to make a perception check just to see what you can notice.
Mouse, please. There you go. Perception 21.
Woo.
it's relatively obvious to you that where you are right now. The amount of travel you've been through and the hustle and bustle and the kind of people you see and the flags and stuff, you are in the enemy's main port.
Okay.
And they take this huge crate with the trebuchet and the siege towers, and they set it sort of on just like on the beach where it can be opened and dismantled and stuff. And then the crane comes, or the winch comes back in and back to the dock where it should be.
Yeah, so I can obviously see that I'm just on an open beach, that there's nowhere for me to like slink off out of the crate or anything.
Well, people are busy. People have things to do.
It's true. But do I see many? Do I see many elves, or is there not there average amount?
So in at this particular place, which is Oron, the sort of the nation across the ocean from where you guys are, or sort of at a sort of catty corner around the mountains. You're looking at a lot of dragonborn. You're looking at a lot more dwarves than back home, but actually fewer elves.
Okay, so fewer elves than what I'm used to.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the amount of elves that you're used to?
Like one or two per hundred.
Yeah. So not, I say we're not crazy uncommon, but humans breed like rabbits, and so they're everywhere.
Some of us do.
Others get stabbed in bars.
Actually, zero half orcs too.
No half orcs here.
Okay. Thank God.
So I'll put my hood up and I'll try to slink away. I'll try to mingle into the crowd.
Okay, cool. Grant, you're asleep?
Yeah, I think I'd probably
pass out on the close piles.
Bye bye, glittering fairy elf.
Okay. Cool. Durimbor, you're gonna try to sneak off. Let's make one more stealth.
14.
You get into the crowd, a lot of things going on, a lot of hustle and bustle, a lot of soldiers, a lot of sort of a lot of seamen, so to speak. I know.
Lot of seamen.
A lot of barrels of oil. They do a lot of whaling up this side of things. So a lot of oil. But you as you look back to the ship, you see some commotion going on at the ship. That you just came from, and there's some pointing going on in the cargo hold and some shouting, and yada yada yada, and then sort of Grant's unconscious sleep form is sort of like dragged up onto the deck of the ship.
Like, oh god.
And that's where we'll end the whole story. So diagonal wipe. Gormung, you're there with Gags. Where do you go? And Barth?
I guess we go straight to the commander.
Yeah.
Back to the commander major, okay.
Commander major.
Gormung, will you make a... What is your passive investigation? I know it sounds weird.
2?
12, then?
Yeah.
So, Gormung, you sense a problem.
Okay.
You know that's not really Gags.
I know? Like, when did I work that out?
That's why it's passive investigation. It's just over this extraordinarily long period of time, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point where it's just little things at first and then sort of bigger things, you notice that his ear wound doesn't look like over this long period of time, whatever situation we used to build up the skin around it to make it look fake is starting to chip and crack. So things are not looking the same way he did when he came out.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of like, Gags, wait a minute. Something's not
what
right
is it?
Here. I don't know. I feel like someone's been following us this entire time.
Who?
I don't know. Hang on. Let's see if we can lose them through these dark alley, these alleyways down here real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll do the thing where I let him go first and I sort of like peer over my shoulder, looking like I'm looking for whoever's following us, but I'm just seeing if there's any guards looking at me.
Okay.
And the moment that I think that I'm safe, I'm going to put my axe into Gags as hard as I can.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Do it.
Okay. So what am I?
No grudge. We have
14.
That hits. I'm assuming.
I at 21. I don't know why it rolled twice. Oh, I think. Yeah. Something's going on with my mouse, yeah.
Because I have the same armor class, right, Graham?
Yeah,
that hits.
Yeah, and you're not dead, right?
No, not for 21, no.
And I sort of look at you and I'm just like, talk, or I'll take off your head.
What is it that you wanted to know?
You're not Gags.
I am Gags.
Oh, then I guess your head's coming off because I don't need you anymore.
Well, but, all right, fine. I'm not Gags. You've obviously figured that out. You're smarter than you look, you big dumb half-orc. You don't know what you've gotten yourself into. And your friends, I don't think they're going to make it out either. My plan, the gag order, is in full effect. And whether I survive our little encounter here in this dark, pitiful bullshit alley, doesn't matter. Because there's more like me. In fact, there's even more like you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're gonna say? You don't care?
No, I'm seeing if you have anything more interesting to say before I wring your neck. So, you know, the longer you keep telling me interesting things, the longer you get to live.
Well, all right then. Did you know that a pea or a peanut is neither a pea nor a nut? I put
the axe through his head again.
Well, actually, I want both of you guys to roll initiative to see who goes first.
Well, I still got a second attack, thank you very much. But okay, yeah, sure.
You only get one during the surprise round of
games. Hey.
All right, Gormung, let him have it.
Yeah, I will, you know, bloop.
Yeah,
so I like that. Do you know that it pees? Also, I'm just like...
So what that for 21?
Why couldn't you be Grant? I was like, oh.
That hit me for 21?
Yeah.
Is that enough?
Nope.
How about a 19 as well?
That's enough. I'm unconscious.
You're just like, ugh. He's like, ugh.
Gags is technically an enemy. I'm going to say that kills him, okay?
Okay.
So you cleave Megagags in half, but something else does happen. A enormous column of blue flame emerges from his body, from the body of Megagags, and shoots up into the sky a trillion feet in the air. And in fact, everyone in the campaign can see this. Where the location of Barth is, you see this enormous pillar of blue light. And then it seems to begin to form this ball of blue light, and it's Gormung, this looks bad. This sort of huge ball of light grows, and this sort of huge blue flame gets very hot for a second, and then it explodes in these tendrils of blue teardrops, raindrops, all over the planet. Everybody can see this. Everybody on the planet can see this. Grant, you kind of like doing the movies where your hair is over your face, you kind of look up and see. And one of those speckles of blue light flies all the way to the ship where Gags's lifeless corpse is, goes into his chest, and then he opens his eyes. And that's where we stop.
Nice.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for watching. Let's do some shout-outs. Mr. Sheepdo, what up?
Hello, guys. I'm Sheepdog. Sheepdog Gaming on YouTube. Search for me. You can find me. Had a lot of fun pissing Goldbung off. It's good times.
I mean, incompetence is only pissing you off. Let's be real.
There wasn't that much incompetence, to be fair. Look at the scoreboard, mate. Who got the kills?
I think I'm actually on top.
No, I got two.
You got one. I got a lot more than two, mate.
I got the zombies were last time. I got the ogre, and I got, I think, one or two of the...
Nope, you got one.
You got one of the bugbears.
No, you didn't even get a bugbear.
No, I did, yeah.
No, I killed the one in the alleyway and then another one in the stairs.
Because you remember the one came up, the first one that came up.
Yeah, but you didn't kill Gags like I did.
So. That's true.
Yeah, you did kill Gags.
Got him. All right. speaking about killing Gags, let's go on over to Floof Knight. What up, sir? How you doing?
Oh, is that like...
What's some XP first?
Oh, yeah, we'll take some XP. What do you got for us?
Let's all take an even 1,600.
All right.
Like 1,600?
Yeah, 1,600. Gormung can add an extra 400 for his part in killing
Gags.
Right. So Gormung, you add an even 2,000, everybody else 1,600.
Right. So it looks like we all just need to kill Gags, farm some XP.
Yeah.
Right. Hello, everyone. I'm Floof Knight. I stream games on Twitch channels. I also do model kit builds when I have the opportunity. But yeah, that's me. I love playing Drimbor. I apologize for being unconscious. I didn't mean to. It just kind of happens like that. It happens when you're a wizard in melee combat. Yeah. Without spells. Anywho, I love playing Drimbor. I hope to see you guys all again soon.
All right, and last but not least for our players, we have Mr. Immortal himself, Sputnik. What up, sir? How you doing?
Yeah, Gags is never going to die. It's not going to happen.
Yep.
And apparently he's some kind of evil or overlord now.
Are you going to be antagonist for the rest of the game? Or like, what's the
I have no idea what's happening.
Is this going to be like...
I got fed a small bit of info and ran with it. But I'm Sputnik. You can find me on soon to be three Die Party games now. We've got Die Party Honor on Thursday, this one tonight, and on Monday the new World of Darkness. LA at night, yep. I also do streaming on Twitch, Sputnik71. And I've got a YouTube channel, which I will link in the chat if you want to check it out. And my Twitter handle is underneath the Gags name. This was a fun session.
You know, out of everyone here, I think I've got the easiest time to kill my Naga Gormung, because think about it like this. Everyone else is the opposite. So we've got a competent Grant. We've got a competent Gags. We've got a super buff fucking Drimbor for some reason. Really, and then mine is just like, okay, I'm a spellcaster, I'm super buff, and I'm super strong. And then my negative one is just like a crippled...
You're like the real version of Gags.
Yeah. So, you know, I can't wait to fight myself. He's probably going to be some stupid spellcaster or something like that. I don't know. We'll see how we go with that, but yeah.
In my head, I was thinking some sort of sorcerer's wunderkind.
Harry Potter, yes. Last but not least, we have GM, Mr. Graham _ complete. Sir, tell the people about you.
Well, I had to stop doing the Graham Complete videos, and I did that because it wasn't making me happy. It wasn't fun. I didn't want to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I'm gonna now put all those resources. Now that school's out, I don't have anything else to do. I'm gonna put all those resources into the Always Be Making channel, because to me, all those D&D videos can be put on the Making channel and come at them from a making perspective, like making stories and making worlds and making characters. Those are all parts of GMing, but it's also making. And that way it's not a my opinion kind of piece. It's a process kind of piece, which is more of the kind of videos I want to make. It's stuff I like. So I think that's going to be a lot better for me and more fun for me to do. So Always be making, three words.
All right. Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, that's pretty much it. Thank you very much for watching. If you haven't already done so, consider following the channel. And if you're feeling real saucy, why not subscribe? Get access to my cock. Spread it all around Twitch. We're going to be doing ARC today in a couple of hours, maybe like 5 hours or so. We're going to launch that. It's going to be great. You guys should come check that out. We're going to have, I think Floof is going to be streaming on there as well. I'm going to be streaming on there. I don't know if Sheepdew, you're planning on jumping in.
Yeah, I'll give it a run.
Yeah, so we might need to increase the server size, but we'll see how we go. But yeah, find out more information about that on the Discord if you want to get in on that shit. And yeah, that's pretty much it. LA at night and Gambit start next week. So make sure you check out the servers, the schedule for that. And yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you very much for watching. I'm fucking super tired, so I'm gonna go to bed. Have a good night. Peace.